A new month. You know what we do?
No.
We dust off our jerseys, and we clean them off, and we go out there, and we take the field again. Will Misty Plops be able to make it 4 months in a row? We have never seen it. There have been some greats.
Bobby with the perm.
The Rat in Bloomsdale. P-Hump.
West County Turkey Baster.
KG in O-Town. Uncle Carl's double-sided fleshlight. Had an umlaut above the A. The whole thing. And now Misty
Little
Plops.
Little Nettie Knickers.
Little Nettie Knicker. Hey, y'all. This is Keith from Nashville, and I run the TMA fan page of Tennessee Proper. And I was, for some reason, blocked from the St. Louis Chapter fan page, and it really pissed me off. I reckon. Besides running a fan page that has over 3,500 members, I'm also a wedding cook. I cannot even begin to describe to you the importance of bringing out rib rack to the guest down to the exact second. I don't care if JC himself is on the microphone. Rib rack timing is not to be trifled with, okay, I reckon? Doug is dead on about the flooding, too, y'all. My stepdad lover works for the Army Corps of Engineers. No, it says Imagineers. That's different than the engineers. And he says they could stop the flooding, but aren't showing enough want to and buy-in. He says they all need to get heavy in the dirty areas and pinch in to solve these problems. One day, Doug, one day. That's from Keith from Smashville.
Keith from Smashville. He's new.
Hey, fellas, it's a new month, so I'm not sure if we're still doing this or not, but my curious fingers typed up at this haiku in honor of the pony show that me and the father of the fourth outfielder of my friend's Little League team had this weekend. Fart smell of latex. Tranny has generous love. Fist me till I weep. Have a blessed day. It's Mr. Nipples.
Awful.
He's already been suspended 2 days. I've decided to double that and make it a 4-day suspension.
Ladies and gentlemen, Justin in Columbia has elected to strike.
All right.
Guys, what in the hell do you keep finding these barely functioning morons who happen to have money? Biff can barely remember to breathe. How does that idiot have his own company? Every time it calls in, it consists of an ADD dolt trying to impress Tim, stating a blatantly obvious fact, and then reaffirming the fact to make sure you understand. So, hey, Tim, have you ever been to Nashville? I'm in Nashville. The sky is blue. Know what I'm saying? Yeah, so, Tim, have you ever been to a stag bar in Nashville? Here, let me mention the curtains in the private room so I can brag about it without making it look like I'm doing so. The grass is green, you know what I'm saying? So, Tim, the girls in Nashville, huh? Nashville's a city, not a state, know what I'm saying? Don't drink bleach. Jump off the top of Tootsie's, Biff. Know what I'm saying? Justin in Columbia has elected to strike on May 1st. Doug, they call it Mayday, don't they? Sam Mayday Malou.
Yes, they do. Justin in Columbia.
Morning. One last haiku for 2017. As we enter the best month of the year. Tongue bathe my fupa. Dip your toe in that dank hole. White Castle mud. Think about it.
That's awful.
Tunnels 12,000.
That's awful. Tunnels 12,000 has been suspended. He has been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is being written down with the Right Business Products ink pen. They'll brand any of your office equipment.
Guys, Plops here. Talk about flooding. Wow, an absolute flood of emotions between pulling off the three-peat with my win for April last week and Chaz Marmar getting married. It's been tears of joy and stink fist delights for 72 straight hours. Now, stop me if I'm getting too hippy-dippy here, guys, but if you drop your panties
this
and stretch
out... This is not what we talked about on the show.
I think he's getting it. And stretch out your bat wing. I'll be damned if it doesn't kind of look like an old-time roadmap. For reals. Kind of off-white with all these little valleys and streams and cactuses. Well, on Saturday, I decided to follow that little roadmap to wherever it was just going to take me. I got in my car, taped that thing all stretched out onto my thigh, and just drove with my beanbag as my GPS. Strangely enough, I ended up crashing into a dumpster behind Algonquin, where I was then tag-teamed by these two Mexican caterers who smelled like Axe body spray and queso. Rich Gould, who'd been inside at Charlie's reception, popped out for a moment and played No Woman, No Cry on his guitar for us while I was getting jackhammered, which was just a delight. Thanks, Misty Plops.
Awful.
Doug, that's the three-time defending champion.
Misty Plops, assistant program director.
Ahoy. Well, I found myself following in the footsteps of Lucy. That's right. I'm in search of a surgeon to tighten things up a little bit. Between the repetitive and persistent anal bleachings and Doug's constant state of being Randy, homeboy's shoot has been rooted out to about a gauge 18. How do you do? New fool in Miss Lefty Jacksmere.
Lefty Jacksmere.
Howdy, I'm tired of Nashville flaunting their celebrities. Carrie Underwood, little big town, big deal. We have a certain someone named Nico Smith who finished ninth in the 2005 American Idol. How do you like us now? For game five, we almost had you-know-who, who's done every major Cardinal event for 12 freaking years. Gretchen Wilson, who she's already booked at the Alhambra Turnip Fans Festival. I hear that opening act is good. They're called Sister Dingbat. If all else fails, we can have Tony dip into his Rolodex and get the bass player from Head East and the percussionist from Grand Funk Railroad. Take that, Nashville. No, that comes from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
And that's what we have for the Hot Shots email of the day on May number one. I have a feeling it's going to be a big month.
There are some good ones. I'm going to go Keith from Smashville.
I'm going to go with a fellow by the name of Justin in Colombia.
I agree with Doug. Justin in Colombia has just shipped the Hot Shots email of the day, and that means a free Lemmings lunch to Hot Shots. You see what's going on with Misty Plops, and you see what's going on with Justin in Colombia. Or is it just going to be these two dueling every day in May?
Let's hope not. Let's hope others get in there.
The Hot Shots Lemming lunch. Lemmings lunch is on the line here, and Justin in Colombia leads the month of May 1-0. 1-0. Morning. A poem in honor of the Merrimack River. Saunter up to the urinal proper. Man shrubs line the rim, juicy as a whopper. Pluck one or two and peer in my ears back. Nuzzle a short and curly or two out of my twink boy's sack. Think about it, Tunnels 12,000.
Oh, just an awful email. Tunnels 12,000.
Doug goes to Garrison's, Volume 2. Doug got into the canoe wearing camouflage mesh, see-through underwear, and a matching Boy Scout cap and badge sash. He was singing about his spurs jingling and jangling while his friend Claude was getting the paddles ready. Claude was a fat old French fur trader Doug had hired as a river guide. The truth was Claude was a bicurious stepdad Doug met at his son's t-ball game, but shh. We got our canoes into the water, and it wasn't 5 minutes later that Doug was wearing Claude's pelvis like a feed bag. Then Doug clapped loudly to make sure everyone saw. He stood proudly, wiped his mouth, and proclaimed, I hereby claim this river for the Episcopalians. See you at the next float trip, okay? It's from Nick Sand.
Just really bad.
It made me giggle.
Nick
for some reason.
Sand. He's new.
Guys, Plops here. I found it incredible that during the WWE recap, Larry actually questioned something he saw on the show, meaning for the first time in 40 years, he found something on WWE programming to be unrealistic. Was it that 120-pound man in sequin pants and a mask beat up a 380-pound man in comedic fashion? Nope. Was it the referee was once again knocked out cold during the match just before the big finish, changing the course of the entire championship picture? Nah. He's taken issue with insinuated travel times. He said no way could a person get from Kansas City to San Jose in an hour. No chance, unless it was on a plane. Guys, we'll call this a start, I suppose. Side note, I had a dream that halfway through his halftime report last night on Facebook Live, Biff's head emerged from his lap, and he just pushed it right back down and went on with his report. With that, I'm going to have five snacks grin on his face. My spiritual advisor slash eyebrow threader, Roman, says it's probably a foreshadowing. We'll see, I guess. Thanks. Misty Plops.
Misty Plops.
I don't know what the hell kind of AM radio show you guys are running around here. I send my text how I want to send my text. You want to suspend me? Roll the dice, porcupine, and take your chances. I have 5,000 sexually confused internet friends on a fan page, so don't think for 1 second that you can come on here, write my name in a logule, and make me nervous. That's from Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man.
Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man.
Guys, so this was a fan page member's thought process this week. So... I'm bored at work and don't have anything to do. Let's check out the fan page. Scrolling, scrolling. Whoa, is that Alexis Texas? Oh, crap. Janet from accounting saw me looking at that. Who posts this kind of stuff on a page? I'm going to report it. Later that day. Oh, no. Tim started a poll about banning me. Oh, no. These dorks who can't think for themselves and follow whatever he says are calling it, quote, the incident. I'm effed. Wait, the wife knows my Facebook password, so she can monitor my activity. I'll just blame her. Let me write a private message to Tim instead of owning it publicly in case this paper-thin BS excuse backfires. He's reading it. Crap, even I don't believe it. I'll wink at him with an emoji for some odd reason. That's not gay, right? Doug, that comes from Justin in Colombia.
Justin in Colombia.
P.S. If the wife really did get on your Facebook and report it, enjoy a life of missionary only in the dark with a t-shirt on and only gentle touches on the ass, quote, if you must. Doug, that's Justin, and he's in Colombia.
Justin in Colombia.
Hey, Doug, I just wanted to apologize and clarify some questionable actions of mine over the past decade. You see, my wife, my girlfriend, and I all share an email account. For reference, the account is DougFillMeUpLikeALeakyTire@hotmail.com. Now, to expedite the email process, we have set up our account to remember our password. So anytime one of the three of us log on to our device, the email account is open. So that time that you thought it was me saying, I'd like to give Doug a Boston pancake followed by a New Jersey meat hook, that was my wife. Remember when you were told that I wanted to drill you like, and I quote, Bruce Willis, Ben Affleck, and Steve Buscemi in Armageddon? That was my girlfriend. And when you were told that I wanted to slurp you like a free Slurpee on July 11th, well, I got to be honest, that one was me. Sorry, Doug. K, thanks. Love you. Bye. That's from KG in O-Town.
KG, O-Town. This is a teacher of our children.
Why does Doug call my butt my personal boner garage? Asking for a friend. That's from the Crystal City Clamhammer. Seamaster thought that was worthy of being in the sixth email right now.
Thanks, CZ. Crystal Clawhammer?
Crystal City. There's a Bill Bradley, right? Bill Bradley?
Yes. Crystal City Clawhammer.
Hey, guys. Did you see the breaking entertainment column in the Post this ma'am? Here's a snip. Local radio tycoon said to be moonlighting as a lowly doorman at his broadcasting boss's hot new Kirkwood eatery. Sources say Tim McKirkin, who was once believed to run in moneyed circles, was seen yesterday evening in sweatpants and holding a door for patrons at the Kirkwood Blue House. I tried to get a quote from McKirkin, but instead I called some other dude in the radio business and he told me all this stuff. As for my thoughts on why local broadcast hero would need a second job, well, let's just say the local musical chair radio isn't exactly what it used to be. Thanks, the 55-year-old entertainment critic for a local newspaper. Doug, that comes from Matt, who bowls at Hank's.
Matt, who bowls right there at Hank's.
All right. Howdy, Doug. My remote was jammed last night, so I was forced to watch the Four Fox. I noticed you referenced to the Cardinals home runs as taters, and you said you can tell the playoffs are here because Stastny looked like he was, quote, beaten with a bag of nickels. Yep. I enjoy your folksy charm, Doug. Can you weave in the following oldster phrases for future broadcasts? Dropped like a sack of onions, can't sneak the sun past a rooster, and something about a cat in a room full of rocking chairs. During your typical time kill banter with Savard, can you wink at the camera and pop a Werther's original? My grandma and her friends at Del Mar Gardens love that. Thanks. Doug, that's from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
And that's where we are for the Hot Shots email of the day. Show me what you got, little mom. Show me what you got, little...
I thought there were some good ones, but I'm going Justin in Colombia. He's
I'm
sniped.
Not. I'm going with Justin in Colombia.
Well, that ships it. You guys both voted for the same guy.
Yeah.
Yours was just the Latin American version.
Yes, yes.
Justin in Colombia is off to a 2-0 start in the month of May, and his magic number is now down to 10. Wow. Well, Justin in Colombia is up 2-0 here in the month of May, and he can get his third Lemmings lunch with a win today. Notice the iambic pentameter.
Yeah, I heard it.
Guys, I'm going to take the rest of the week off so Misty Plops can go back to pretending he's number one. You're welcome. Justin in Colombia.
Oh, my goodness.
P.S. Being the best emailer of this generation of emailers is like bragging about having the most successful station in the man or woman. P.P.S. Misty Plops, you've been put on notice.
Oh, my God. Justin in Colombia.
Hey, guys. It's so ironic that you were talking about the flight attendant shoe thing earlier, because yesterday I won a $99 gift card from emailing 99JoyFM. In case you were wondering, my name there is SpiritualDaddy52. Anyway, I spent the entire gift card on eBay buying game-worn articles of clothing from exclusively Latino landscapers. My first purchase was from a 52-year-old mulch spreader named Santiago, whose snakeskin thong went for $10. They were washed so it hurt the value of those, or else they would have brought mucho dinero. The second thing I bought was a steel-toed boot from a guy named Diego, who digs holes for shrubs in West County. They were worn in the spring, so they didn't have as much sweat as you'd like to see in the summer.
Okay.
And my big ticket purchase was from a landscaper named Alejandro. That was a Lady Gaga song in 2010?
I don't know the year. I remember the song.
Who took a picture of himself laying stomach down on a pile of cut grass, feet fluttering behind him. He was wearing his stained wife beater, jean shorts, cut it short enough for the pockets to hang out, and Jesus sandals. I shipped the rest of what I had to snag, the whole outfit. I'm hoping to have Vaughn come over and model my new purchases for me tonight. Fingers crossed to Mr. Nipples.
Mr. Nipples.
Who's a value play.
He's a value play.
Yeah. You guys ever wear the wife beater undershirt, the t-shirt? Ever? I've never owned one of those in my life.
That's my thing.
I would never.
I think
wear
as an Irish guy, you don't do that.
No. I don't know what the attraction is of that.
Morn. One more haiku to honor the Parkway Central Athletic Department. Matted coin slot fuzz. Hummingbird tongue in my rear.
What's this have to do with the Colts?
Taste my waist, boy.
Don't be smirched, Parkway
Central.
See,
he's in my DraftKings team. The last two guys have been in my DraftKings team.
Why would you want this fellow on your team? He'd just be smirched Parkway Central.
Did you hear that email? Great.
It wasn't great.
I feel like that was Tunnels 12,000.
He's really awful. Tunnels 12,000.
Guys, Plops here. Plops looking to go on the board, Doug.
All right. Hello, Plopsy.
Hell is upon us, men. Diapies has started to take on water. Right now, it's waist deep on the dance floor. Mr. Brian and Mr. Jordan had both showed up to help us sandbag. But now the two of them are out there on the flooded dance floor reenacting the scene from Dirty Dancing where Johnny and Baby practice the famous lift in the water. Mm. They're both topless and... Hang on a minute. Yeah, now they're both just passionately making out. Guys, this is a disaster. A sexy, hot, gay disaster. The DJ booth is still dry, though, so the tunes are still cranking in here. Manuel, that new twink dishwasher we hired, is on the ones and twos, and he refuses to play anything that isn't She's Like the Wind by Patrick Swayze. Ollie hijacked Aquafox, and he's on his way down now with some of his famous back alley pulled pork. Suck it, boy flood. So Misty Plops.
Misty Plops, assistant program director.
Gentlemen and firm Doug. With the Dotem Open being postponed due to some serious water sports, might I suggest we play at Doug's personal course, a cozy spot named Tapavon. Doug's course has soft, supple hills. His shrubs are neatly trimmed. His flagpole stands tall and proud in the gentle breeze. Doug will even put his hands on the shaft of your club.
Okay, that's enough! Who was it, Tim?
Neil Allen Craig Paquette, groundskeeper at Tapavon.
Neil Allen, Craig Paquette has been suspended a period of 2 days' time. Hey, hey, thank you, Right Business Products, for such a wonderful ink pen with my name on it.
As my second secret boyfriend, Cucky, cried in my arms last night, it tugged at my heartstrings. Please, please, come out of retirement, he said. Only your true whimsical stories of you and Doug and those crazy positions you got yourselves in while staying in college. So guys, the plop stops here. P.S. by positions, I mean names like the Backstairs Boogaloo, Erotic Accordion, and Passion Propeller. So my ex-wife is unattractive, but Doug Vaughn gives me a chubby.
Is that Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man?
Company bylaws say I can't reveal that.
Company bylaws say he can't reveal that.
Howdy. Did anyone else see the weather-beaten gal behind the Predator's bench with the big hair and the gaudy crucifix? I'm not real hip on my country music, so I figured she was either a has-been star or David Coverdale from Whitesnake. Oh, yeah. Here I go again, and then that towny Catane.
Boy, she kicked the hell out of
Chuck Finley, right before he came over to the Cardinals. Just 2002, when he was traded for Coco Crisp.
Just really let him have it.
Those two kids still together?
Coco Crisp and the Cardinals, or the Coco Crisp and the Angels?
Chuck.
Doug?
I don't know. I doubt it.
Glad they rolled out Fat Face Vince Gill. Boy, this guy's bad. Glad they rolled out Fat Face Vince Gill for the national anthem. He looked like a cross between Max Baer and Mindy Cohn. Doug, Max Baer?
Pretty good one.
Jethro.
He fought against... the Cinderella Man, Russell Crowe.
Bodine was Max Baer.
Baer.
Yeah.
Max
the name of the actor.
Max Baer.
Max Baer.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. He fought against Russell Crowe in Cinderella Man.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Well, yeah. I missed that.
It's a great picture.
Yeah, boy, I'm sure it's one of the all-timers.
It is! The cat, have you seen it?
Very good. Yeah. Max Baer, however, wasn't villainous. He was actually a good-natured guy.
And his family was mad. His family was mad they portrayed him as such, Doug. And some people thought it was anti-Semitic because he was a Jew.
All right.
He was actually a good-natured guy.
Yeah. They insinuated he was having threesomes, as if doing that would make you the Antichrist. Tee-hee-hee. Doug, if you look close beneath Jethro's XXL Preds jersey, you could see the rope belt holding up his jeans from the big and tall. The Duke boys are dropping the puck for Game 6 to really fire up the crowd. They're shooting dynamite arrows at a cutout of Chuck Berry. It's from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech, who's already taken Game 5 and put in the W column for the Blues.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Hey, guys, just wanted to let Tim know that I had that candied bakey, and boy, does it make the juices flow in my snakey. That's all. JK, also wanted to let in my thoughts on that new opening. That girl's voice doesn't make me think quite as much about using Doug's scroty as a punching bag for my mouth muscle. Some key box?
Don't say mouth whistle. Key box.
No, T-box. T-box. I think you got to pay proper respect to the emailers.
T-box.
I wonder if people are going to start grabbing him up for their fantasy team.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice value play. Sup, players? All this flooding reminds me of my first sleepover with celebrities. We rented out Cam's boy dungeon in Eureka. What a night. While Cam and Bergie made Swedish meatballs upstairs, Doug and I sampled... Nope.
Who was that, Tim?
River to Perry Yacht Captain.
River to Perry Yacht Captain, you've been suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time.
Morning, fellas. Late night heartbreaker in Smash V. It has many people in the St. Louis area for the first time in history wishing they had lived in Jefferson County so they didn't have to wake up for work. Although I realize that living in Jeffco and having a job is a bit of an oxymoron. Look, I'm not here to redirect my disappointment in the form of rage towards the fine folks of Jeffco. I'll save that sadness and funnel it into sexual aggression, which I'll unleash on Doug's luscious and bodacious backside and show him what a predator really is. Thanks, the hipster of Tower Grove South.
Just a really bad email.
It wasn't terrible.
Hipster, Tower Grove
it's
South.
Pretty good.
Look how long this email is.
Just a really bad email.
Look how long these
are. Who's that from?
Barry Longwood.
They should know better.
Doug, Max Bear was the Cinderella Man boxer. His son, Max Jr., was Jethro on the Hillbillies.
He had time to write all that in? In that big, long email?
No, this was a text.
The long one didn't get read.
Right.
Because that's kind of one of our bylaws.
Yeah.
And finally, ahoy. Pretty middling show, this ma'am, I mean. Hey, Doug, what say we meet up later and snatch grab some snick snacks? We could scoop up a cup of delicious Wendy's sea salt or mayhap some Whitey's crinkle cuts and douse them some bitches and so much catsup and seeing as it's Wednesday and all, of course there will be butt stuff. Don't be silly. You look like an ass right now. How do you do? No fool and Lefty Jacksmear.
Awful.
There's some things to consider here, this Hot Shots Jackson email today.
I have a check mark by no one.
I disagree. One. I think there was one that stood above the rest, and it might not have the big name yet, but I'm going Mr. Nipples, and I think it's pretty clear that it's Mr. Nipples.
It's not clear. I'm not voting for anyone. I didn't hear one that I liked.
I've set aside Mr. Nipples, and I've set aside Tunnels 12,000, and I still feel like there is some equity in the haiku. I go with Tunnels 12,000, so now I have to yield to the Speaker of the House, the Plow Predator.
Which is great. I think I cashed on my DraftKings team. I got two in the top.
Yeah, that's huge for you.
Good for you. Good for you.
Which is rare. But I have to agree with Tim. It's
Lucas.
You are dirty.
Come on, Danny Schwartz. Come on, Schwartzy.
Doug, you want to do this Hot Shots email today or not?
Okay, sure.
Let's do it and do it well, especially with Justin and Columbia leading 2-1. Through 3 days. Now it's May 4th. There are people doing that May the 4th be with you. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
It's funny, isn't it?
Scream. Yeah. It's not that funny.
We're giving away a Hot Shots Lemmings lunch.
I would suggest you try the brand new Red Hot Riplet Wings and Burgers.
Those are good. God bless America, those are good. Hey, here we go.
All right.
Hey, guys. I have the elite distinction of being a 31-time Email of the Day winner. I'm also very proud to say I have never been suspended, although Doug flat-out accused me of such when I met him at Hot Shots. Has he just assumed a long-time emailer had to have spent time in his logule? Misty is a great emailer, no doubt, but she, through the Mickey Carroll audio filter on Swope's Picks, says that he only listens an hour a day, if that. Emailers like Justin and Columbia and myself have had long-storied careers that span nearly a decade. I have a Mizzou rocking chair, a Fox Sports robot, a Reactor watch, one copy of Surrogate starring Bruce Willis, some random DVD from Iggy's porn collection, 8 tickets to Almost Kiss, and 9 movie passes that expired before I received them to prove it. Side note, I also never received several prizes because of the apparently unavoidable issue of Prod Joe not having any means to acquiring stamps. My email name is not catchy, and I believe that has hurt me, but it's actually a reference to Ryan B., who was the original Lemming, as one time I believe he walked several miles in the pouring rain to give Tim a new cell phone case.
How long is this email?
It's pretty good, though. I give it a wide berth. Go ahead.
Like this show, this email has no real point. But good luck to Plops and Justin. Hopefully there are enough gay jokes and producers to bash to keep your emails funny all year. Thanks, Corey G.
Corey G.
You know what? That is an email about G. fellowship.
Yeah, it is.
The radio show and fellowship. And I'm giving him some check marks. I'm not going to tell you how many. We'll find out at the end.
Morning. In honor of the United Hebrew 2017 Spring Gala, I decided to scribe a haiku. Mount the Sibian. Leaky bum smells of latex. Tongue punch me prostate. Think about it. From Tunnels 12,000.
Awful.
How he gets the syllables right is amazing, because it's not easy.
Tunnels 12,000 just got himself suspended. Got himself suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going to the hotshot suspension lawsuit. It'll stay there for 2 days.
Misty Plops, currently being shut out in May after winning 3 straight months. Unbelievable. Has responded. Guys, Plops here. Tim, you might have hit the nail on the head today at 7:50 when you said that as the weather heats up, my emails might be cooling off. You know, it's hard to accept, but maybe it's just that some things are only supposed to last for a few months. Great example. Every show you've put on an afternoon drive over the last 5 years. That time slot on your stations has destroyed more careers than alcoholism. Doug, it's a good point. It's a good point. It's tough but fair.
Yeah, we've lost a few to the bottle.
Now, if you're sick and tired of having to retake staff pictures, type out a 7,000-word post about business and change the website every 8 weeks and want some programming tactics that can help you win in today's content-driven environment, like salutations from across the nation. It's time you pony up with my good friends at Barrett Sports Media. Is this a live read?
Seems like it, yeah.
Want to learn how to send out an email at 3:45 p.m. on a Friday that will flat out confuse and ruin your entire staff's weekend? We can help. How about firing the person least likely to physically assault you just to prove that you're a tough boss? We're on it, boo. Call today and receive a special bonus gift, the Barrett Sports Media 2017 Eastern Hemisphere Part-Time Board Operator Calendar. Thanks, Doug. That's from Misty Plops.
Plops, Assistant Program Director.
Morning, fellas. As I was logging into Grindr yesterday, I must have misclicked because I ended up on rotogrinders.com. A bad beat for certain, but it led me to notice that there's now daily fantasy for TMA emailers. Putting my 150 lineups together for this morning's tilt, I wanted high exposure to both Plops and Justin in Columbia, but at 12,000 each, I had to find value elsewhere. Scrolling down towards the bottom of the list, I suddenly stopped in my tracks. There I was, the Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel, available for the stone minimum 1,000. Right there alongside, White Collar Gangster. Channeling Bud Fox, I asked myself, who am I? Then penned this email. Then I went back to Grindr. Very humbly submitted, the Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel, winless in 2017.
Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel, winless in 2017.
And will remain winless today, I have a feeling.
If poetry tickles my boy king, then poetry I shall give. Gather my boy pigs and I shall tell of a golden-loaned hero, you know him well. He's known as Vaughn by those he fancies, his passions run deep for twinks and Nancy's. He's a devourer of serpents, big and small. By hand and mouth, he swallows them all.
Okay, that's enough!
Yeah, how can you swallow something with your hand?
Who was it, Tim?
Doug Vaughn's illicit East Side lover.
He's illicit East Side lover. Suspended a period of 2 days.
It was
time.
Pretty good, though. I mean, it was...
It wasn't good.
Yeah, the iambic pentameter.
No. Thank you, though, Hot Shots, for the fabulous leather-bound suspension log eel. Boy, I do like those red-hot riplet wings.
Yeah, they are good. Hey guys, while Justin and Columbia Misty Plops have their tug fest and we all wait to get sprayed, I reflected on my life during this show, using its tutelage to guide me. Did Biff rip off Loverboy's working for the weekend hit when they said, you want a piece of my heart, you better start from the start? And he rhymed bars with bars in his poem. I like the t-shirt idea. I'm not sure I love kittens and... Doug, will you stop talking about panties? No, I don't like Biff's hole. Anyway, the shirt t-shirts would be fun. And we consider Hail Mary and Dear Mama legit jams too. And now, for William Shatner, spoken word lyrical muse. I've got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle as I go riding merrily along. Doug, that's from TSR.
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 Whenever I chance to meet some lemmings on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face any time and any place, and every time they ask me why I smile, I just say, you've got to kiss Doug good morning, an email I love him whilst on your ceramic throne. The secret I'm speaking of is two 50-ish guys in love. I'm just lucky my guy likes it rough. There was an iambic pentameter that got this. Doug, that's Injun Joe's cave ride. Magic Johnson manatee.
He's just all over the map.
In a good way.
Joe's cave ride manatee.
No. Let's get it right. Let's pay our respects.
Yeah.
Injun Joe's cave ride Magic Johnson manatee.
Magic Johnson manatee. Yeah. Okay.
November 7th, 1991. Magic Johnson stuns the world with his announcement. Magic Johnson, November 7th, 1991.
Is he a top five all-time NBA player? Top five?
Jordan, Kareem, Bron, Russell, and Gordon Hayward. So no.
I don't think. How about Will Chamberlain?
Gordon Hayward
Frank
over.
Had, Jeff Hornacek, Tom Gugliotta, Stockton, Dave Cowens.
Well, we've seen it before. The rise and fall of NSYNC, Albert Pujols, Mel Gibson, and it happens on this show too. Chippity bop 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 made the Whistler millions, but like Enron, he hit rock bottom when the chippity blah 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 stock fell. Now we are painfully watching a legend like Plops trying to navigate a third time through the order with his 87-mile-an-hour fastball and a curveball the complete opposite of Doug's falling ass, flat. Tonight I will drink to the memories of Plops, that Vianney stepdad calendar. R.I.P. Plops, but it's clearly my time now. Pleasuring myself with tears, the white-collar gangster.
He'd already been suspended.
I know, but that's a pretty strong email.
It wasn't. White-collar gangster.
Don't know if it's going to get him over the top.
Strong email.
Morning, boys. I'd just like to say fantastic show this morning. I can't wait for Iggy to tell stories of love, loss, and sexual conquest to a potted plant in Del Mar Gardens assisted living in a few years. I bet the shrub won't even believe him, but we all do. Speaking of sexual conquest, I ate some extremely hot sauce last night on some T-Bell, and I'm having hot snakes this morning. I guess this is what Doug feels like after a wild three-day weekend. Hashtag burning holes. Stay classy, out of TP at BP. Doug, that's what we have.
Didn't care for it.
For the hot shots email today, show me what you got, little mama, show me what you got, little lady.
Honorable mention for white-collar gangster, that was strong. I thought Misty Plops was strong. I'm going to go with Corey G. I gave him three check marks. Corey G.
I gave Misty Plops a check mark. I also gave Corey G a check mark. Since we haven't heard from Corey G for a while, that's going to be the tiebreaker. I'm going to go Corey G.
Wow, wow, wow. I was going Plops. I was going to get Plops on the board in May.
No,
Plops still being shut out. Mm-hmm. I feel like he could say it was a good effort. You know,
tried.
But hey, we're down 3-1.
Plus
we're down 3-1 in the series.
And is the Plowhawk going to be on the read?
Oh, I love when he reads them.
And this is a pretty good batch today, boys, too, so.
All right. Keep it clean, if you would, please.
Oh, they're not clean at all, by the way.
Well, keep it clean. We're at a restaurant, and
all right,
people
well,
can hear it.
Earmuffs then, Doug. Morning, fellas.
Well, not for me. It's for the other people here.
No, they'll be fine. Happy Cinco de Mayo, guys. Many celebrate this wonderful holiday, but few actually know what it means. It's a Mexican celebration where the gay gentlemen get together, slather each other in mayo, and just jackhammer each other whilst dipping
okay,
fries.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough.
Finally,
who was it, Plowsy?
Once the canola oil runs out, everyone takes turns watching each other in the sink. Doug, you're in charge of buying the mayo this year, and don't get the Miracle Whip like you did last year. You had a rash on that butt for 2 weeks, and I had one on my face for at least a month.
That that's
is from
enough.
The hipster of Tower Grove South. Wanted to finish that one off.
He's already been suspended.
Hipster.
Now the charges have been trebled.
Uh-oh.
The hipster of Tower Grove South has been suspended a period of 6 days'
time. Wow.
6 days. A haiku for Doug, and this
I
isn't
like
who you think it is. A haiku for Doug on Cinco de Mayo. The tingle in my flesh flew. Warm, moist cream flows. Dirty Sanchez, formerly known as Doug. Forever and always, that is from Mae Young's newborn hand.
It's just awful.
It's Mae Young.
It's just terrible.
The best ones are at the top, Doug.
New Young's newborn hand had also been suspended previously. Those charges shall also be trebled. Now suspended a period of 6 days' time.
Right,
that's a half a dozen.
You're in the clear on this one, Doug. Guys, Plops here. I've been thinking I might just start writing into a different station with my morning emails. A station I can really jackhammer bareback and leave soiled and sweaty, begging for more. The front runner right now seems to be the all-new 1420 The Heeb. where the Jews come first. They've got this morning show called Menches on Benches that featured the two
Careful,
guys
Plowsy.
Who sit outside a bagel shop talking over one another for hours while complaining about everything and playing with each other along curious
sides. Enough! That's enough, Plowsy!
Certainly enjoy the tales of a South County everyman who likes to bump Foompas at school picnics and casually drop hot beef stew out of
are
the
there any flop. Clean ones?
Oh, okay.
Plowsy,
that was from
are there
Misty
any
Plops.
Clean ones? Misty Plops has been suspended.
Looks
Misty
like he's Plops not going to win again today.
He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time.
There was a lot of vile ones, I'll have to say, so I apologize.
Well, it sounds like you read the worst ones that would have appeared.
Happy Cinco, freaks. I penned this email with heart full of joy and a belly full of tequila. I'm so happy to have selected to Plowsy's fantasy emailer lineup the other day, so hope to honor him with an email that scores him some points. I'll start with some bad news. Doug, I'm butt pregnant, and the baby is yours, and I plan on keeping it. The good news...
These are the clean ones, though.
The good news, I finally heard back from the good folks at Fleshlight. After 6 months of writing letters and many hours of negotiations, I'm thrilled to announce the start of an AM morning variety show signature series. Fleshlight and Timmy the Cat and the Dog are the first male sleeves to ever be produced. Be on the lookout for your leather Cheerio molding kit to arrive in the mail, as well as the questionnaire for how you want your sleeves textured. P.S. If you need any help with the molds, I know a guy named Plops who knows his way around a toot sleeve. Pretty sure you've got his email address. Later, babes. That is from Mr. Nipples.
Terrible.
That one just...
Ooh,
Mr. Nipples. One of my fantasy emailers. I'm proud.
He's the leader because I think he's the only one that's not suspended.
Any decent ones at all, Plowsy?
Gentlemen, tonight will be one for the ages. No, I'm not talking about the hockey game. I'm talking about the annual Cinco de Mayo fiesta in Doug's bathroom. After flat getting after a few grande burritos, washed down by a sixer of Modelo, Doug comes toe-tapping in the crapper, dressed like El Guapo from the Three Amigos, full mariachi band in tow. He throws me on the floor, performs the Mexican hat dance, gets down in a wide base, and no, I can't.
No. Why do you read these, Plowsy? Who was that?
Neil Allen Craig Paquette, a great guy.
Allen Craig Paquette, suspended, indeed. Suspended a period of 2 days' time. Thank you, Right Business Products. Using your ink pen again.
It's a nice pen.
Hey, boys. Most people are happy to see the sunshine today after all the damn rain. Not me. No, sir. I prefer the darkness where the sun don't shine. I'm at home in the endless, deep, dark abyss of Doug's love tunnel.
Oh,
where I shoot around like
Plowsy,
a
Plowsy, any good ones? We're in a public restaurant.
That is from Stubby a Clap. I'm literally serious. Most of the ones that are like missed the cutting room floor are even more vile than this, so I apologize.
Mm. Here's Stubby a Clap got suspended 2 days.
Oh, here's
okay.
a, I guess here's a
clean
okay
one.
One. Going back to the hot golf take for this morning. I once set a course record at Tower T by shooting a 43. All the lesbians hitting softballs in the cages were so aroused, they instantly dropped their bats, pulled up their fupa fat, and started tribbing like the Dickens.
Good Lord!
I showed my gratification by making it rain.
What's
batting
wrong
cake
with us?
Tokens. It was a great day. I nearly missed a hole-in-one, but sank one, and nope. Thanks, guys. That is from the Butler Hill Butt Filler.
Butler Hill has been suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time. Thank you, Hot Shots, for sponsoring the leather-bound suspension logule.
Not many people are getting by, are they?
Some of the
this is like the worst crop we've ever had.
Well, like I said, you should see the one that didn't make it. Some of the proudest things I know I will be able to share with my little baby girl, Ray King, when she gets older, is telling about this blues comeback and that I lived in the time of Misty Plops. I seriously don't know why this isn't being discussed more on the show. I see Plops like Tiger. I think the talent is still there, but something is just off. Speaking of off, hey, Doug, I'd really like to get off this time tonight. Quit being a... Okay, nope. That is from the White Collar Gangster.
Oh, Tawny.
You like Tawny? Collar Gangster like got suspended.
Tawny's
White Collar Gangster suspended a period of 2 days' time.
You know, for this...
Only one person has not been suspended.
Yeah, these have just been awful.
Tim, magnificent job today. I'm officially writing out my mouth to you for whatever you would like. Now, if Jay can take a swig of them foot pincers and Doug can take this normal position of being charged of all my rear entry, I can enjoy the most popular MMMM later tonight. That way, even if the Blues get shut out, at least we know the old gerbil doc will score on the power play. Latex gloves optional. That is from Dr. Woody Bender.
I don't think we can allow Plowsy to read the emails ever again.
I'm serious.
The comment about Tim is sponsored by Danny Schwartz Insurance Agency in Columbia, Illinois.
May the Schwartz be with you.
Call or text Danny, 618-317-5027. If you have any insurance questions at all, or if you just want to talk about how great Tim is, because he's a lemming also. Danny Schwartz Insurance Agency.
I mean, for the sake of, like, Plowsy, the vileness, I think that's it. I seriously.
That's it, Doug. That's it. That's it with the Hot Shots email of the day. Now the only question left is what you got.
I can't vote for any of those. Not one.
I don't know that I can vote for any of them.
Yeah, honestly, I wasn't going to vote for anything either.
I don't think there's anything worthy.
They shouldn't get a sandwich for that.
I doubled the,
we'll say
the,
get
the prize
sandwiches
on Monday.
For the next for Monday.
Yeah.
A double shoot.
Yeah.
This just shows the impact of the Sea Monster, because what he does is he filters through them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he orders them, Doug. And this guy puts together a nice lineup.
Well, Plowsy, he don't care. He just goes with it.
Right. Yeah. So the Hot Shots email today prize will carry over to Monday.
You'll never know.
Thank you, Ben. Hey, you know what it's time for? It's this Hot Shots email today, and it's a two-point shoot, a very rare two-point shoot. God, what if Justin and – did Justin and Columbia write in, Seamaster? No. No, Justin and Columbia did not write in, Doug.
Okay.
Misty Plops with a golden opportunity. Doug, am I blocked from the text line? I don't get response texts. Not sure why I'd be blocked. I don't text in.
You don't text, and yet you
That's
think
from
you're
John
blocked.
Flynn.
John Glenn? The astronaut. Who
John
recently
Flynn.
Died. Oh, John Flynn. He's new. And he's blocked.
You can't block people.
Well,
that's been
that.
One of the biggest headaches of the damn text inbox.
He feels like he's been blocked.
Now... Per the Plowhawk, Brian Hoffman or Chris Gardner are going in and changing people's names. We do have that technology, but okay. We can't block people.
Right.
Pekka's picker snagged most of the risky biskies, and our blue jersey checkers couldn't make up for the Pred slippery skaters. Our slappers have hit the crappers, our wristers were given a fister, and in Game 6, the smash shirts finished all over the notes on our chests. John in Upper Baldwin.
John... in Upper Baldwin. He's new.
Hello, Douglas. It's your mistress, Lady Journalism. I know you're pouting because I won't let you golf with your friends, so I kept your honeydew list short. Pick up Savard's dry cleaning. Round up all the selfie with Steve cutouts that were vandalized with glasses drawn on them. Post report when you have that 15 seconds of banter with Steve, and he says something like, tough break for the Blues. Try not to leap across the desk and choke him out screaming, sports trainer, what do you know about it, newsboy? Love and kiddo, hugs and kisses, Lady Journalist. And that's from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Morn, in honor of the St. Louis Rams draft strategy, a haiku. Pin your ears back, boy. Drop seat exposes thy rump. Soiled corn loaf. Think about it. Tunnels, 12,000.
Awful. Absolutely awful. Tunnels, 12,000. Don't ever say soiled corn loaf.
That off. Guys, Plops here. Being assistant program director has certainly been exhausting lately. Like 72 straight hours of butt stuff on an Indian reservation in July. This is why I feel my email winning has slowed down as of late. But I'm proactive, and I've decided to hire an assistant to the assistant program director. Please help me in welcoming Dave Peacock to my team. He'll proof my emails and click send for me when they're ready, which should free up some time for me to focus on being gay and clever. Second thing, I'm glad to see Iggy brought back his 30 greatest female vocalists of all time thing on Facebook. It's awesome, except this time he calls it updates on my patio. Really looking forward to 3 months worth of updates on a 60-year-old man with frosted tips growing sunflowers behind his apartment building. Should I tell the dirt after I barbecue? Who cares? The weather is great, LOL. Finally, being surprised by the Blues being eliminated from the playoffs is like being surprised when your check from a radio station called 1380 The Woman bounces. Thanks, Misty Plops. Doug, Misty Plops has returned. Misty Plops says, I know there's 2 points on the line. Misty Plops says, I want to be tied at the end of this email of the day brought to you by Hot Shots.
Wow. Misty Plops.
Hey, fellas.
Assistant program director.
The Blues losing was disappointing, and the Predators really pissed me off. The worst was how Subban violently topped our guys every chance he got and tried to give them unwanted butt play. Thanks, that's from the Soulard Twink Boy.
That didn't happen.
Doug, will you turn my face into a toilet seat?
Awful. Awful. Soulard Twink Boy has been suspended. For those comments, I mean.
This is from Dougie's Dream Journal.
2 days time.
June 6, 1966. You kept a journal for your dreams in the 60s?
I didn't.
Oh, gosh. Oh, golly. Oh, gee. Yep. Today has been the most extraordinary day, by golly. I'm pretty sure I aced my journalism exam at university. And my main squeeze also let me stroke the length of her forearm yesterday. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I can't wait to begin my life as a real sports journo, see? I can see it now. I'll be rubbing elbows with Hall of Famers, and I'll have my weekends free as the birds. A real sportsman. Yep, that's the life for me. I have no doubt that this is going to be a great decision that I will never regret. Yep, I'm overflowing, bursting with optimism, and I'm super excited for my journey to begin. I also wrote Desi Arnaz again. Still no response, but I'll never give up. Good night until tomorrow. This is D.E. Vaughn signing off. That's from Throwback Cucky.
Awful. Throwback.
It's pretty good.
Cucky.
Elated. Highway 44 was put on notice. I ain't been able to drive it since 1976. Too painful because it reminds me of the guy that got away. It leads to Six Flags, where I lost my innocence. I was scared of the dark, so they had me ride with a Kirkwood street tough working a journalism internship. This is a classy show, so let's just say I entered that cave a child. He entered me, and I left a magic man. Sadly, he vamoosed, and I never heard from him again. That's from Injun Joe's Cave Ride, Magic Manuel Noriega. Manuel Noriega. They played heavy metal music to try and smoke him out of his hole in Panama.
It worked, didn't it? Yeah. Injun Joe's Cave Ride, Magic Man.
Let's see what we got here, Doug. This might be it. A gentleman in Girthy Doug. With the Blues loss raining down on us like an unwelcome golden shower, I figured now is as good a time as ever to introduce a hot new trend to the Email Today contest, where I take simple idioms and find creative ways to penetrate my email with them. For example, I'll use down in the dumps. After the Blues lose yesterday, Doug dragged me over to his toilet and shoved my face down in the dumps. Another example would be takes the cake. As far as Emmy-winning sports journos go, Doug Vaughn takes the cake and smears it all over his puffy nipples. That's from Neil Allen, Craig Paquette.
Awful.
That's good stuff right there. That's what we have for the Hot Shots email today. Show me what you got, little mama. Show me what you got, little lady.
I'll go with the fella who did some hockey talk. I'll go with John from Upper Baldwin.
I like Plops, but Plops is always a winner. I want to go Throwback Cucky.
I think it's obvious that Misty Plops rose to the occasion and is going to get 2 points here. I'd be surprised if the Speaker of the House did not agree with me.
I like John from Upper Baldwin.
Yeah, I think Misty did it.
Dag nabbit, Lucas!
There it is. Misty Plops now right back in the mix for this May. This is unbelievable because you have Justin in Columbia with 2. You have Misty Plops with 2. You have Tunnels with 1. And now you're kind of seeing people pick it up. Now you're seeing people go, okay, you know, we played 1 and 2 of the series. Now we're heading into 3 and 4 at Bridgestone. It's not going to be easy. It's a tough place to play, but here we go, okay?
It's just a guy who wrote a little note because he was bored. That's all it is. Some of this stuff is vile.
All right, it's time for the Hot Shots email today.
All right.
Yeah, it's unbelievable here because you have a month where 2 of the all-time greats have decided to compete.
Yep.
Justin in Columbia and Misty Plops. Now, they're tied at 2. Tunnels 12,000 has a win. And who else has a win?
You hear that, Doug? Tunnels.
Yeah, I didn't like it because he's as vile as anyone going.
Sea Monster's texting me. Let me just.
You don't get any
get
votes from me.
Text here. Just give me 1 second. Dodgers. Corey G.
Dodgers.
Monkey Shoulder Whiskey, Doug.
All right.
That's original. It's the original scotch. Not original like you. More original than that, like Tim. Monkey Shoulder. Have yourself one tonight when you're watching some Cardinals at Borland's. And 8,000 people have gathered in
Yeah, if that. What a shame. They spent all that money on it.
I mean, if you could have shorted that play, though, you would have done it all day
no
long.
No question.
I mean, it wasn't going to work. It just there's other things going on.
Yep.
But there's other things going on in other cities, too, and they still have fans for their baseball
teams. No, but you know that the whole premise off the bat
transient
was that the Latin community was just going to come out in droves. Nobody looked at the fact that the Latin community couldn't afford to come in droves.
Did Barrett talk like that when he was at 590? How could anyone take him seriously with that voice? Thanks, that's from Chief J. Strongblow.
Ooh, that's nice. Chief J. Strongblow.
Tongue punch the fart box, Doug. That's from Lenny Dykstra, life coach.
Lenny Dykstra, life coach.
Morning. In honor of Jay Jr. in studio, I decided to pen a haiku.
Uh-oh.
Sweaty man crevice. Part my cheeks with peeping tongue.
Oh, gee, man.
Cheesy bean dip. Think about it.
I'm not going to.
Tunnels 12,000.
Cheesy bean dip.
Tunnels 12,000.
I thought that was good, Doug.
As I said earlier, Janine is my all-time favorite. Doug, do you remember how you felt the first time you saw Raquel Welch? Well, when Janine was on that Blink-182 album cover back in the day, I discovered my body, and I discovered it well. That being said, Iggy, do you have a koi pond in that gay little garden of yours? As God is my witness, if I find out you were in any way the reason she's hesitating to join the program, I will hold your little bleached head underwater until the bubbles stop. I will end you, old man. No one will hear your screams over the resounding applause from your lesbian neighbors. See you soon. Matt, who bowls.
I didn't like it. He's threatening murder. Matt, who bowls at Hanks with a felonious email.
What was felonious?
The threat of murder.
The murder threat.
Guys, I penned this email with a gentle boy drip coming down me cheeks. This week's sode of Swope's Picks was truly magical, and it was by far his best sode ever, no doubt. That sode was like the Citizen Kane banging Caddyshack 2 and had a baby in podcast form. It was awe-inspiring to reminisce on how Cucky's tumultuous ride to local celebrity and stardom began. Sure, when I was off work with a broken arm, I could have been doing volunteer work or helping people in need. But I made that brave choice to put this city on and all over my back to one day hoist the chalice. A year ago, I couldn't get a date, and today I have more grizzled gentlemen inside of me than a Gander Mountain going out of business sale.
They're all out of business, yeah. Now, nationwide.
And everyone, I need you to hear this. Cucky is nothing without his TMA tribe. One love, you creeps. Your favorite attention whore, Cucky, the dwarfy boy. Wow, wow, wow.
Cucky, the dwarfy boy.
Gentlemen and huggable Doug, in honor of Doug's 69th trip around the sun, I will use wet behind the ears and birthday suit in an eloquently penned sentence. Here goes. Doug was still wet behind the ears as his birthday suit glistened from a warm, celebratory golden shower, so I handed him a towel. That's from Neil Allen Craig Paquette.
I didn't like it.
It's Neil a birthday email.
Neil Allen Craig Paquette.
Yeah, it was a birthday email.
Guys, plops here. First thing, I enjoyed Larry's answer in the WWE recap today when asked, why are they wrestling in England? To which he answered, because they are on an international tour. No BS, just the facts here, fellas. Just the facts. We're overseas because we're traveling. Second, the new imaging elements are definitely fire. I heard one yesterday afternoon that literally had the ladies saying the following. Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk. Tim, I don't know what to do. Should I be a bad boy and keep listening, or should I jump out of my car while it's moving to stay safe? Plowboy's Laugh Dug is brought to you by the Post Sports Bar and Grill.
Sure.
Stay posted.
My friends. Anyway, happy birthday, Doug. You share a birthday with Billy Joel, which makes perfect sense because you're our little uptown girl living in your white bread world. I'll toast to you this evening with some room temperature tappy tappy wah wah before fisting the night away on my Davenport with James the Greater, this hung new Catholic guy picked up while playing driveway basketball last week with Boof and Mr. Howard from the hardware store. Thanks, Misty Plops. Lord. Yeah, it was Scott Howard was the name of Michael J. Fox's character, wasn't it?
I don't know. Misty Plops, assistant program director.
Hey, Doug. Happy birthday, you old goat. I just hope you know you don't look a day over 80 and your ass doesn't feel a day over 25. Anyway, if you aren't doing anything later, Gary Coleman, bald Katy Perry, and myself are going to grab some drinks and go test out this new glory hole spot downtown. My treat. Think about it. Let me know. Thanks. The Soulard Twink Boy.
I'm not going to think about it.
You should. Gary Coleman's a nice guy.
Yeah, he is.
Twink Boy.
Guys, just picked up the latest issue of Foot Fancy magazine. There's a nice article on the stems of St. Louis golf courses. It includes a sweet photo of a burly gal teeing off barefoot at Rock Springs Park in Alton. Foot Fancy also features a special report by the thrill ride conductor himself, Jason Barrett. 10 worst feet in sports media. Michelle Tafoya tops the list, but she wasn't available for an interview because she pulled a sciatic and was in an ER in San Francisco. Oh, and happy birthday, Doug. Here's to 75 more years of hiding Easter eggs for your middle-aged children. That's from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
I didn't like it.
I did.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Dear Mr. Vaughn, I want to thank you for speaking at our elementary school last week. Did you speak at an elementary school?
No. No, I didn't.
That's what I said. No,
some of the stuff that you're reading, Tim, is not really true.
Like I said you did.
I always thought that I wanted to take the easy path and be a heart surgeon or firefighter, but now I want to do something to help people.
I want to be a local sports reporter. I mean, why save people from fires when I can sizzle them with my own self-scorching hot takes every morning at the crack of dawn? And why study anatomy when I can have other grown men text and call in to discuss what they would like to do with mine? Your job is the coolest, and your no-excuses approach to providing accurate and up-to-date information that people already have on their phones tells them that you play by your own rules, like a real bad boy. Sorry that little Timmy Earhart's dad hopped off the out of the art closet and interrupted your presentation for a severe drizzle advisory. Anyway, Doug, what is going on?
What just happened
no
there?
No idea.
Was he talking about your dad?
I don't know.
I like your dad.
Thank you very much, but I don't know. My there's no relation to that.
I don't understand.
Amelia Earhart, where's she?
We're still looking.
Yeah. Went down in a plane, like Australia area, Oceania.
We don't know.
Just don't know at this point.
Where's Oceania? Is that that fish bistro in Clayton?
No, that's Oceania is considered Australia, New Zealand.
No, it's that area. Not. Yeah, what do you mean Oceania?
That's what they call
it. It's a restaurant, Clayton.
Oh, all right.
Anyway, I'm off to practice my power napping. I'm going to need it when I grow up. Not just anybody can work 80 hours a week, do sports weekend Super Sunday at 2 a.m. on Monday morning, sleep through hours, and go to their second job. Yes, sir, local sports, here I come. Thanks, Mr. Vaughn. Mm-hmm. And some Lil Tommy Fiskins.
Lil Tommy Fiskins.
You spoke at his elementary school.
No, I didn't.
And you told these kids to get into sports broadcasting?
I didn't speak at an elementary school.
No. But he said.
I mean, you'd have blood on your hands, sir.
Yeah, I know, I wouldn't do such a thing.
Morning, fellas. Happy birthday to the sex symbol of St. Louis, Doug Vaughn. It's a shame this epic event only comes one time a year, unlike myself, who does multiple times every day all over various parts of Doug's nude body. Thanks, the hipster of Tower Grove South.
He's already been suspended once.
How does he
now
get
the
through?
Charges will be trebled. He's been suspended a period of 6 days' time. Hey, hey, thanks, Right Business Products, for your ink pens.
Doug, that's what we have time for. Wait.
I don't have any check marks. I've got none. They were vile.
You didn't go with anybody.
I'll just say Cucky the Dwarfy Boy.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Matt of Bolton Hanks, I would say, is definitely going to get his own. So, at some point.
I like that Billy Pullman. He did good. I obviously have a tremendous passion for the Cuckster. But Plops gets my vote.
Plops just shipped it then, right, Doug?
No, I didn't vote for him.
I'm going with Plops. He just shipped
it. Damn it, Lucas!
Misty Plops has taken command of May, and now you're starting to talk about February, you're starting to talk about Borch, you're starting to talk about April, and now you can look at Bay. Where is Justin in Columbia gone over the last four shows?
Doug?
The Hot Shots email today. Okay. Yes, it is. Thank you very much. Well, Doug, this is big because here we go. You know, I mean, it's Misty Plops down 2-0 to Justin in Columbia, and then Misty Plops rattles off three in a row and just kind of says, yeah, Justin and Columbia, you think you can show up and take over?
Yeah, he's right back.
I'll take over. Okay. So Misty Plops has the lead. We're not just giving away a Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots as our prize for the Hot Shots email today, but also a pair of Bud Bash tickets to the Cardinal game on May 16th. Olo, my name is Lars Ilhoven, and I'm the president of the TMA fan pin Reykjavik chapter. Yeah? I heard Sir Charlie is coming for a visit, yeah? Oh, we have lots to do, yeah? Can I interest you in visiting Hallgrimisks? It is a modern cathedral with a very tall tower, yeah? Or can you visit Harpaskutsi, our striking modern concert hall, yeah? And definitely don't miss Doug Elvinsky Island, yeah? It's a land where gay newlyweds go to have gay anonymous sex with other gay newlyweds, yeah? There is more PP touching going on there than Heiny Miney on a Friday in the 90s?
No.
Is there a lot of...
No.
And don't forget the old Norwegian saying, Eskimo dreams come true. If Douglas creams on
no,
you?
No. Who was it, Tim?
Das Vidanya, Lars Ilhoven.
Lars Ilhoven.
Are people listening?
Has been suspended.
In Scandinavia?
Suspended a period of
Ilshoven?
Ilshoven?
Morn. In honor of the two-fact swag daddy filling in a haiku. Butt-fro landing strip. Naughty tongue, taste thy dingles. Mmm, delish boy mud. Think about it.
No.
Tunnels 12,000.
No.
That's so gross.
Tunnels 12,000 has been suspended. He's been suspended for his words. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going into the Hot Shots Leather Bound Suspension Log Hue.
Guys, Plops here. First off, congrats again to Charlie. I went to church for 10 months straight, every day, asking God to please let me get invited to your wedding. I didn't get invited, so thanks to you and your new bride for proving to me that God does not exist. Great start, you two. Second, is it normal for a radio show producer to have been in the home of every person who calls or writes in? First, Darren mentions that he can't shave his mustache because Cucky needs him to keep it for a video they are making about mustaches with superpowers. And then after a vulgar gay sex text from our beloved friend Mitch the Sex Kitten, Posse says, yeah, I've been in his house. Notice he didn't say, I've been to his house. He uses the words, I've been in his house, which tells me he was either taken there against his will or flat out snuck in and burglarized this poor guy's house. Probably sneaking around in there, wearing the guy's clothes, cooking all his frozen foods. Tim, I think Darren's mustache does, in fact, have a superpower. His superpower is having hideously bad judgment. Thanks. Doug, that comes from Misty Plops.
Misty Plops.
Hey, boys. Here. Tim, it's that time of year when your grass needs to be cut on the reg. I really love you, so I have an offer. I would like you to chain me up like a goat in your yard and have me eat your grass as it grows. I will pay you $200 a week for my services. P.S. Please don't bring me inside if it rains. That can be my drinking water. Thanks. That comes from Stubby Clap.
Stubby Clap. Earned himself a little lemmings going.
Hey guys, yesterday after you played the wonderful Ms. Butler drop, Doug pointed out something I have thought about for a while. She said about a week ago. She waited a whole week to call. This means Ms. Butler had to do one of two things. One, she had to have written it down. That's right. She got out a pen and paper and wrote down, call that ass Doug Vaughn and tell him he's an idiot. This presumably went on her to-do list right behind knit something, feed my 12 cats, and have conversation with myself on the bus and freak everyone else out. Or, if she did not write it down, it means she was either thinking about it for an entire week or remember it after a week, which means that Doug Vaughn had to find his way into Ms. Butler's thoughts 168 hours after the initial newscast. That, my friends, is journalism. That comes from Corey G.
Corey G. G.
Good morning, guys. I've been pretty mopey after seeing Doug out on the town with a younger gentleman. It hit me so hard that I've missed a couple days of work and have been getting hammered nightly. The worst part, though, Doug unfollowed me on Instagram and Twitter. So I went to the Cracker Barrel bathroom, where they allegedly flat got after it and tried to imagine myself in this young stud's shoes. Who is he, Doug? Who? Thanks, the Crestwood Coyote.
Crestwood Coyote is going to get himself unfollowed. What do you suppose his name is on Twitter? Coyote.
Yeah, Crestwood Coyote. Coyote.
I don't see him.
You know his dad. You played Indian ball with him.
Oh, yeah.
Native American ball?
Yeah, we play a lot of Indian ball with his dad and his brother and my brother.
What's Indian ball again?
Oh, you get two players, or you could have three, and you got an infielder and an outfielder, and you got to hit the ball in a narrow area and a ground ball past the infielder is a single, and a fly ball over the outfielder's head is a home run, and a line drive over between them is a double, and you lob the ball to your teammate, and you hit it.
So what does it have to do with Indians?
I guess it's maybe the Native American Indians may have played a similar game. I don't know. We made that. Everyone played Indian ball back then.
Yeah, but I mean, we played fuzzball, and we didn't attribute to a nation of Indians.
Well, who'd you attribute? Who's Mr. Fuzz? Fuzz? Who?
Fuzz.
Fuzzy people?
Seems like it's discriminatory
to
Fuzz.
No, Fuzzy Zeller, asshat.
Okay, well, he didn't like it, did he?
Yeah, got them all half-cocked at the 97 Masters. Howdy, Charlie. Congratulations on your nuptials. This is nice.
Thank you.
The reception was great, but I couldn't help it over here. It was happening at McKirkin's table. Frank, this chop is amazing. If I had to choose between Victoria Principal and this chop, I choose the chop. I have to smoke a cigarette. McKirkin, the dollar dance. Rich, is this true by Spandau Ballet circa 1983 or the PM Dawn version from 1991? Rich, hell, I don't know, Junior. I'm ready to boogie. I didn't wear this Hawaiian shirt with a tie for nothing. Martin, when's the band going to play something I know, like Foreigner or Supertramp? After some brews and do's, Rich gave a forearm shiver to the wedding singer and broke into a rousing rendition of Mac the Knife. Sorry I couldn't dance because I ripped a groin. By the way, Charlie, it wasn't on the registry, but the signed picture of Steve Spagnuolo staring quizzically at the sun was from me. You're welcome. That comes from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech. Bill
That'd be an
Pullman's?
Awesome gift.
That would be a great gift.
I would actually put that up in the man cave, for sure.
Independence Day.
Do you have a man cave, bro?
Not really, but I do have a basement. We have a nice little sectional down there, but we need to get the man cave going.
You got to have that Elysium Restoration and Design. ERDSTL.com, do it.
Yeah. We also, Miller Furniture, got the sectional.
Mark Miller,
there.
Good people.
Very good.
He played
some
college ball, Doug, just like you.
Yeah.
He's over there in Belleville.
That's right.
But
they're
also,
expanding.
Yeah. Second location, Lake St. Louis.
How
at
about
the
that?
Meadows.
No fooling.
Yep. He's got a good thing going. He's got a good thing going.
Sounds like it. Yeah. I've been to the place in Belleville. It's very nice.
Yeah, I don't like when people brag. Hey, guys.
I drove over there is all it took.
What's with all the fuss about the mother-in-law sending that one guy pictures of her daughter on vacation? My stepdad, Ty, has been sending me pics of my stepbrother, Gavin, from their father-son trips over the last couple of years. I just thought it was a normal thing. For instance, there was the one from their trip to Branson where Gavin had his denim button-down shirt open all the way in cargo shorts, standing in line for his third plate from the buffet line. The lightning from the heat lamps over the fried chicken bin casts a soft glow over his 20-year-old beer belly. It's very hot. Mm-hmm. Then there was a selfie from the drag racing museum in Gulf Shores. There's a museum? Where Gavin was pouring hot nacho cheese from the concession stand all down his chest, sure. And Ty is lapping it out of his belly button like a kitten. Meow. And you can follow Gavin and Ty on all their vacations from the Red Hawk, Redneck, Riviera on their joint Insta account at Gavs and Ty Ty. Two underscores in there, Doug. I'm all boned up over here thinking about it, so I'm going to go check it out now. Toodles, that's from Mr. Nipples.
Mr. Nipples.
Mr. Nips.
One of the best. One of the best.
Gentleman in Velvety Doug. That was some color. That was from Come From Behind Fiesta I witnessed last night in South Beach. Grown men, athletic men, men of all shapes, colors, and sizes, surrounded by festive music and cheers, bonding together for an explosive climax. They stood proudly erect in the box, not afraid to take a few balls in the dirt. They gripped their hooded swords mightily, swinging their smooth, veiny lumber toward the heavens, spraying balls all over the playing field. But enough about Doug's birthday party. How about that Cardinal comeback? Doug, that's from Neil Allen Craig Paquette. What he was doing there, he was using a literary device called the entendre.
Mm-hmm. Neil Allen Craig Paquette. He's vile. All right.
Hey, boys. While Tim is golfing with his all-star cast of TMA degenerates, Plowsy is going to be hitting the links with the TMA Z-listers, including myself, Peter Dinklage's third leg in the ninth floor Stiefel Hoosier. We're going to shave strokes at Tower T, where you can putt from the frog's hair, which conveniently for us is also the tee box. Should only take us about an hour and a half to play 36 holes. Then we finna get spiffy by trimming our lids at Great Clippies. We'll follow that up by hotboxing our way to Fraley's, where we're going to pawn some trash wingy wingies and ship our rolls on Kino. It's going to be a pony there. We just have to keep it contained to the bar, or else the soccer dads in the family section might get jealous of our outward homosexuality. Come on by if you can handle it, boy pigs. That's from the Butler Hill butt filler. Mm.
Butler Hill bee filler.
Right. Doug, just two more, unfortunately.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Morning, fellas. I'm glad you guys don't talk about the ball family. The only balls that I care about is the balled up underwear I put in Doug's mouth before I put in the
okay,
ball.
Okay, that's enough.
It's a hipster Tower Grove South.
Hipster Tower Grove South suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time. Thank you, Right Business Products, for the ink pen.
And finally, I'm shamefaced by my emails lately. But when I saw Doug stepping out with the white collar gangster last month, I pert near lost it. What does that mean? I pert near? I've never heard
almost.
Of that.
Almost. Pretty near. It's short for pretty near.
Oh, like Po' Folks, that wonderful fried chicken restaurant right by Vianney.
Yeah, short for poor.
Right. I fell off the wagon into a drinking binge. So, white-collar gangster, I'm begging you, friend, don't take Doug. He's all I got. Don't take his love away from me. He's all the love I know. He could kiss the ground in wintertime and make a flower grow, much like the growth in my pant as I email from a cubicle. A mopin', Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man, Fred Man's Earth Band.
You know, sell a house and then pop off. Injun Joe's.
Like that's what we have
Cave
for the
Ride
hot
Magic
shots.
Man.
Wow, what a batch.
Yep, I agree with that.
Needs to concentrate more on the homes he's trying to sell.
What you got?
I guess I'll go with a fellow by the name of Nipples. Fellow by the name of Mr. Nipples.
Man, that's tough because I really liked Lars Eelhoven, but I think the old story, the yarn about Ty and Gavin from Mr. Nips was the best.
I agree. It would have been unanimous. Mr. Nipples has shipped. Well, I guess here we go.
Oh, email.
I guess here we go.
Okay. You handled all other business. Timmy did a good job.
Today I settled all family business.
Shot Hello, Carlo. Green right in the eye.
Hello, Carlo. Doug, we're giving away free Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots for this email of the day, brought to you by Hot Shots, and a pair of Bud Bash Cardinal tickets. And that game is May 16th. Bud Bash, enter gate 4 up to 2 hours before first pitch. And receive a free mini bobblehead of the featured player with autograph already on the box. Each game is a different player. This week is Bobby Tolan. It's time for the Hot Shots email of the day. Hey, guys. Long time no email. I just needed to email in about the big night tonight. It's going to be so exciting to hang out with a bunch of overweight guys with speech impediments who write emails about chocolate toot sleeves. Most of these guys don't have a single friend to hang out with before the fan page, so it's nice to provide them with fellowship. Just kidding, I wasn't invited. It's fine, though. I have a date with Doug's chocolate toot sleeve.
No, who was it?
Who?
That's the Loomster.
Loomster has been suspended.
He used the art of the callback, Doug. It's called the art of the callback.
Suspended a period of 2 days' time.
And three checks.
Guys, screw the May standings and your votes. You're all getting it today. Yes, I am one of the goobers invited to the G8 summit tonight. And yes, it's because I'm better than you. Number one, how big of an effing idiot is Plowsy? The G8 summit was never on the fan page. That's the place you constantly ask for people to give you free crap, Plowboy. You received a personal invite that said not to discuss it publicly. You accepted the invite that said not to discuss it publicly. You were high when you got it and Facebook confused you. Stedman would have never done this. Number two.
Harsh words.
Iggy, don't be a spineless turd with the, well, gee golly shucks. I don't want to go if it's excluding people. You knew what it was going to be when you accepted the invite to a private event. So stop being a weenie. No one on the fan page likes you anyway, whether you go or not. So grow a pair and go.
A little harsh.
Shocking, Tim wasn't going to go to an event where he couldn't take advantage of the fan page.
I don't know what that means.
I mean, I'm the one who's on the fan page.
I'm making money at the event somehow?
I mean,
nobody's talking about.
Is this a 501c or is this a business?
I don't know. I don't know. I thought it was just kind of recreational 3 hours to chit chat.
It's friends getting together.
And yeah. I thought the fan page is connected to the show. It's the fan page of this show.
I think Justin just had to take a shot at me and he took his best. Number four, Doug, stop with the goober stuff. You're an old man who's been carrying around a pointless suspension book for years to write down names. Who say something that might offend you.
You know what? He's been suspended.
Well,
Justin in Columbia just got suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time.
Number five, the cat tread lightly with the goober stuff, too. Hurry up, there's a girl in studio or a porn star on the phone. Run out of the studio. Number six, shut up, sea monster.
I don't
get it. That's Justin in Columbia.
Justin PS, in Colombia.
The G8's location has been changed to Hot Shots in St. Charles. Suck it, Plops. Wow, wow, wow. Has it just been announced again?
That's not true.
Wow, wow, wow.
Justin in Colombia, one of the Goober 11.
But he's not going.
Goober 10.
It says up on the board right now, Butch Patrick is on KMWX right now being interviewed by Charlie Brennan.
That's not the werewolf doll. That's actually Butch Patrick.
It texts in. Why is Brennan stealing our material?
Jealous.
Right. All right, Doug, I hate to do this, but you're officially on notice, bud. You can call us losers and goobers until you're blue in the face, but we're not the ones who will spend the entire afternoon putting together a little stolen video package with a snippet of the new kid from A-Ball stealing a base, only to get cut off because there's some suspect clouds forming over Upper Arnold and Steve Templeton didn't roll up his sleeves for nothing. Your whole day's work is going to be cut off by a giant cumulonimbus before you can even list the current standings and schedule for the next three games. But yeah, we're wasting our time. That'll do it. Back to you, Steve. That's for Matt, who bowls at Hanks.
That hit a little too close to home. Matt, who bowls, right there at Hanks.
Plowboy, hopefully you're not working in a toll booth later tonight. Wow. Matt, who bowls at Hanks. Is that a Santino
was
whacking?
Did we just have a death threat on our show? Is that what
That's
we
a
had?
Shot at the text inbox.
Matt, who bowls at Hanks, has been suspended for making death threats.
Oh, my
threats.
God. You're suspending legends.
A period of 3 days' time for the death threat. I'll do the paperwork right now in the Hotshot suspension logbook.
Good morning, gentlemen. I am here to set the record straight about the G8 summit. Deke and I have been plotting this course for years. Ever since Deke and I met at the first annual Dotem Open, we have discussed a meeting of the minds to achieve his freedom. We are revolutionaries. We are visionaries. We are crusaders. We are freedom fighters. But we also have loose lips, Atkins, in the group, so there's that. We do not wish to divide the fan pee. Nay. Do you like that?
I don't.
You said nay there.
I like it.
We wish to formulate a plan to unite us as one to strike down the white authoritarian dictatorship rule of that old Queen Douglas Irvin Vaughn and finally free the political prisoner inside of us all, Deke Dotem.
But in all reality, Tony Doe will probably bring a Ziploc bag of paint thinner rags that we could all huff in the parking lot. Then we'll reenact one of Tunnel's haikus while Engine Joe Cave Ride Magic Man takes pics. See you tonight at Hot Shots and Fenton. Cucky, second parishioner of the G8 Summit. P.S. No Dugs allowed. Ooh, you just got stowed.
Darn, and I had so hoped to get there. Cucky, second parishioner.
Howdy. I find it ironic that John Taylor is commenting on cardinal sexism when he used to put teenage girls in a tizzy as a basis for Duran Duran. I don't blame Taylor for becoming a sports writer. Simon Le Bon and the boys haven't had a hit since Ordinary World in 1993. The only gig on their docket is the DeCoin Auto Show. When John comes on, can you please ask him why they dumped all that water on their gear in the Reflex video? Seems like a waste of good instruments. Speaking of music, yes, it's true. Doug, your former intern Weezer, has his own band. They're playing soon at the pageant with two opening acts, Donnie Most and Evil David Letterman. Thanks, that's from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Guys, here is official leaked audio of the setting up of the secret G8 summit meeting. Hey, everybody. Thanks for being able to leave your jobs for this. Haha, just kidding. I know everybody here is unemployed. Okay, we need to have this secret meeting because we know we're the best and Tim needs to be reminded how great we are. Okay, now who do we invite? Cucky, Justin in Columbia, Deke, yep, who else? What about extending an invite to Manchild 79? Nah, we're not ready for that yet. Okay, but it might be real awkward if the only known African-American radio show participant somehow finds out about this and wants to be invited and we didn't do it beforehand. Don't worry, he'll never know. Nobody outside this group will. Is Plowboy still in? Of course, we still need him. Good, I'm pretty sure the guy who has no issue talking about his mother's ladybug tattooed nipple would share the details of the secret meeting. That comes from Biscuits with McGravy.
Biscuits with McGravy.
To whom it may concern, I'm hoping this is where I can submit a sound-off letter entry. I'm writing to express my concern and disapproval of a tweet coming from the company InsideSTL.com. The tweet came from someone named Producer Joe, who I believe is an employee or possibly former employee of said company. Even so, I will still hold them accountable. The tweet read as follows. Sam Bradford sucks. He's a total douche. This tweet was highly offensive to me because, as you know, I am 196th Cherokee Indian, and this was extremely offensive to my ancestors. I will only be satisfied when this person is fired and there's a personal apology issued to me from Tim McCurkin. Thanks, Dorothy from St. Charles. Doug, also going by the name Corey G.
Oh, Dot from St. Charles or Corey G.
And that's what we have for that chat's email of the day. Show me what you got, little mama. Show me what you got, little lady. Show me what you got, short A.
There was a pretty good batch. I was nodding off during a couple of them. So I'm going to go with the Loomster.
Well, he got suspended. He's not eligible.
Three check marks.
I'm going to go with the rundown of tonight's Goober 11 meeting from Biscuits with McGravy.
I didn't think they were as good as I was hoping for, and I go with Biscuits with McGravy as well. Congratulations to Biscuits with McGravy. You have just won free Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots and a pair of Bud Bash Cardinal tickets on May 16th, and that just shows the void created when there's no Tunnels 12,000 and no Misty Plops. You appreciate them more when they're not there. Let's do the Hot Shots.
Okay.
Email of the day. Hey, Doug, let Tim know that I'm wearing my white belt today. And as we all know from Chichi Rodriguez in 72, that means I'm down for some lighthearted anal on a par three. Thanks, no. Matt, who golfs with Tim today.
Matt, who golfs with Tim today.
Guys, Plops here. Man, did those other seven drill out my starfish last night. Anyway, sometimes Tim talks about how he was once married a long time ago but said marriage is no longer. I don't know what this means. But he rarely mentions that he was married to me. What we met on the dance floor at In Cahoots in Earth City. Tim was freak dancing in baggy jean shorts and a Christian Leitner Duke jersey, and I fell in love with her. We slow danced the Tim McGraw song, When the Stars Go Blue, and just like Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, we became a power couple who banged constantly. Then, like Tim McGraw and the wonderful Sandra Bullock in The Blind Side, we ended up basically adopting this big black guy as our own son. Heck of a football player. Big Mike, we called him. And man, could he protect a quarterback. Well, as Tim and my relationship came to a close, Big Mike was drafted into the NFL. Heck of a career he had. Well, that's really neither here nor there, just something I think around Mother's Day. Anyway, Darren, thanks for again ruining the G8 Summit and for standing by all casual-like while those other seven ran a freight train of flesh up my rectum? That's from Misty Plops.
Awful. No wonder he wants to get mask to hide his identity. Misty Plops, assistant program director, afraid to reveal his identity.
My favorite summer job was pleasuring my grandpa's golf partner on the greens
at
Bell
Reef.
We
have any decent emails today? Anything at all?
Once I was down at Busch Stadium, I saw two girls kiss. It was neat. That's all. Stay cute. The turd burglar.
TV. Jackie Papers.
Right.
TV.
Coming soon to a theater near you in a world where emailers think they're far more important than they really are. Atkins leaked the secret location. Abort, abort. 11 outcasts band together to discuss a radio show like it's holy scripture. I swear I saw a topless girl on the fan page. She was really pale and had a lot of pock marks, but she had a nice rack. No, that was Larry with his shirt off again on Facebook Live. Yeah. 11 renegades who try to pool their lemmings lunches for one grand meal. Only one redeemable per visit? Cucky, start washing dishes. The Goober 11. Vile has a new name. Mm-hmm. Doug, that comes from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
That's pretty good.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
A diary entry from by far the best TMA fan pin faction, the Goob 11. They have diary entries?
I'm sure they do.
Someone has to keep track of these things, too.
Yeah, I guess like keeping the minutes at a board meeting?
Yes, sir.
Wow, last night was the greatest night of my life, and I have brought children back from death on the operating table. I showed up early and didn't see any of my real friends. So, I did what any guy in a gimp mask would do. I ponied up in the middle of a pool league full of toughs. They welcomed me, as I'm obviously one of them. Then I saw the beautiful Matt who bowls at Hank's. We were discussing email philosophy and Doug's sweaty bulge when the others showed up. I gave everyone long, deep hugs. Misty and I talked about being young lads together and experimenting. Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man, his beard and I chatted lubricants. And Andy Hanselman told me about the men he betted at the Derby. It was glorious. And then there was Dotem. He had a unique glow about him. Then we saw her. Our king had found his queen. She's from Detroit.
Where all the beautiful women come from.
And she is no joke. She slid seamlessly into the Goob 11, like Doug slides seamlessly into his...
All right.
Oh, and Leonard in the same shirt never denied that she did not have a penis. I will be forever smiling from the fellowship I shared last night. The Goob 11 is the best friends. Herpes lasts a week or so, I think. But friendship? Friendship lasts a lifetime. Goob 11 for life, yo. Cucky the Dwarf Gimp.
No.
Wow, wow, wow.
Cucky the Dwarf Gimp. He had a lot to say today, didn't he?
Hey, guys, the cat is right. Nick is a great name. Everybody named Nick is just a good guy. Issue is everybody knows this, so they feel like they can ask Nick any favors, such as, hey, you want to be on a radio show with three hot chicks? And as cool as that does sound, trust me, it was not. Thanks, Nick Stavanoa.
Right.
Or Corey G, or me waiting for the late night score sode.
Wow.
Now Corey, that would be a good sode. I'd listen to that Buck Swopes any day pick of the week, whatever it is, Doug.
Yeah. Corey G. Nick Stavanoa.
Morning, fellas.
Stavvy.
Morning, fellas. I can completely understand Iggy's collection of Playboys. There's something to be said about the nostalgia you feel while browsing your old masturbation material. I often find myself dusting off the old VCR and popping in old reruns of Sports Sundays. Only to reawaken the arousal I felt when I first fell for a young 45-year-old Doug Vaughn. Even though I get to experience the thrust of the real thing, it's nice to reminisce about what once was. Doug, that's harassment.
It's not real funny.
It's a little funny.
No, it's not that funny. It really is vile. Who was it, Tim?
Oh, that's a hipster Tower Grove
hipster
South. You've been,
Tower Grove South.
You've been noticing he's gotten a little... Him and Mae Young's newborn hand.
Yeah. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and it'll go into, just to keep track of it all, it'll go into the hotshot suspension log.
It's like your diary.
Yep.
The Goobs have.
Guys, the official stats are in from the Goober 11 secret meeting and the G9 summit I mentioned earlier that was attended by myself and eight other great emailing Americans. When it came to beers, we outdrank them 119-0. Lefty Jack Smear was a force for us in that department, drinking 23. The Goober 11 did outdrink us, though, when it came to Fuzzy Navels and Smirnoffs. I hear Cucky and Matt, who bowls at Hank's, were a force there. We went to another Hot Shots, and we got two dishwashers and five line cooks numbers, so 7 total to their 1. We are superior to them in every facet. It's from the White Collar Gangster.
Wow. White Collar Gangsta.
There's one from Mae Young's Newborn Hand. Do you want to hear it? Or
no. No, it'd be too vile.
Something about Doug's Brokeback Buddies?
Yeah, too vile. Go ahead and throw that one away.
All right, we got to shut it down. Frank's up next. It's Alliance Choice, famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano, the Hollywood Super. Wait, what you got, Doug? I mean, there's a lot to work with.
I'm going Bill Pullman's speech.
I'm going Bill Pullman's Independence Day
speech. That's where I was
going
to go as well. Bill Pullman.
Tillman's Independence Day speech has just shipped two tickets to the Cardinal game with the Bud Bash on May 16th and a free Lemmings lunch.
Plowhawk, are you ready for the Hot Shots email of the day?
Yeah, let me get to the music here, sorry.
All right, crank her up there, Plowsy. We do it same time every day.
Go ahead and hit the leaper.
Actually, that's not accurate.
What's not accurate?
We don't do it at the same time every day.
Same general time.
And it's anywhere from 9:46 to 9:54, I would say.
Well, we got a heavy hitter to start it off. Nothing like strolling into work. Nothing like strolling into work with your fancy Ray-Ban shades on, inside not giving a single F because you just took down a 6-4 fantasy baseball win from the week prior, and you know you're the tip of the sword. That is from the white collar gangster, who's apparently happy about his big fantasy baseball victory.
Doug, I like that. Tip of the sword.
Yeah, don't say that. White collar gangster.
You'll really enjoy this one. Mourn. In honor of Top Care Lotion, a haiku. Fupa drift with lust. Put your tongue in that dark hole. Mmm, spicy pube meat.
Plowsy, you can't read all of them. You can't.
12,000.
You can't read them all. You must have.
I thought it was good.
You gotta have a filter there, Plowsy. Tunnels 12,000 got suspended a period of 2 days' time for his language.
Did I ever tell you about the time I played golf with Doug, Lefty Jaxmere, and Soulard Twink Boy? Oh, I didn't? Well, here we go. Doug pulled up in a Lincoln Zephyr as his Portuguese boy servant hopped out and grabbed his balls and shaft. He also grabbed his golf clubs and golf bag. I like that. Doug finished, yelled, "Miguel, I want my golf shoes, and I want my golf shoes now, Daddy." As Miguel bathed Doug's feet with frankincense and myrrh, we saw a big, purple, veiny serpent jump from the shrubs.
You can't read every one of them, Plowsy.
Miguel screamed, and you Doug have to look left at into some, action. He grabbed the massive, veiny, purple snake.
Plowsy, you can't read them all.
Began to choke it vigorously. "This serpent had little black hairs," Doug shrieked. "I think it's a polo blue jean snake. Stand back, boys.
Stop
I'm
it.
Gonna suffocate it with my snake suffocator." The snake suffocator was actually... Okay, now. See you at the Dotem Open, boys. That is from Cucky the Dwarf.
Cucky the Dwarf got suspended. He won't like it. It won't feel good. And yet he'll serve a suspension to last a period of 2 days' time in the Hot Shots leather-bound suspension logule.
Gentlemen and curious Doug, I took my wife to the local animal rescue this weekend to get a new pup, a gift for Mother's Day. We entered the shelter, and I immediately noticed a blonde-haired, blue-eyed retriever named Doug. Doug was a randy little fella. Doug started aggressively sniffing my crotch and mounting my leg.
Are there any good ones, Plowsy?
If you don't want...
Anything at all?
Doug's curious tongue flickered against my sensitive, exposed plumber's crack. Doug's...
Okay, that's enough. Who was that, Plowsy?
Neil Allen Craig Paquette.
Neil Allen Craig Paquette. Suspension. 2 days' time.
Guys, Plops here. Tim, after hearing the tales about the BS you're having to deal with on the fan page and an upset... drunken ex-employee who can't seem to move on, trust me, none of us will bat an eye whenever you finally run off and disappear to live in Jen Emmett's pool shed. Anyway, I went out hard this weekend to celebrate my new perm. Ended up at the scat party hosted by my old seminary friend Scotty the Potty. We leg wrestled, played butt darts, and then had a poop shoots and ladder tourney. By the time I got home last night, I was just beat. So I decided to catch up on some Larry's Facebook videos. Between his wandering attention span, mumbles, and words that simply aren't actually words in this language, it's like listening to three different people talking over one another, you know, like listening to the hard line. On that note, who gets asked first, TJ or Larry? Elegantly yours, that is from Misty Plops.
Misty Plops, Assistant Program Director.
Hey, jabronis. I'm working on putting together a new faction called DBB, or Doug's Brokeback Buddies. This is an exclusive club for the vile. We can get together and discuss Doug's cute bum, as well as different sex acts we can perform on him. Meetings will be held at the Bonds Castle monthly. We will also have activities planned. For this month, meeting activities will be make Long John donuts. Doug's butt will be the donut and the club. Nope.
Okay, that's
forever
enough.
Forever and always, that is from Mae Young's newborn hand.
Mae Young's newborn
hand. Already
hands.
Been suspended, so those charges will be increased to 3 days' time.
I think I got time for one more. Is that okay, Doug?
If it's a good one, not vile.
We'll finish off with a short and sweet one from your boy. Morning, fellas. You guys probably want to start calling Doug's ass Jose Mendez, because me and my brother just murdered it over the weekend. Thanks.
I thought you said it was going to be a good one.
That is from Hipster of Tower Grove.
That was as bad as any of them.
And that is what we have for the email of the day.
A lot to choose from.
Hipster,
Hot
Tower
Shots email of the day, Doug. I don't know.
I am voting for the hipster.
I'm not voting for any of those.
I vote for Misty Plops.
Danger. Danger.
That might be a bit of an issue because I liked Tunnels 12,000 and Cucky. I think I'm going to go Cucky because of the double entendre with the snake. And it was,
And you played hockey in his basement on Friday night. I mean,
yeah,
you're biased.
Him and his little tyke. But it was still a great email, so we have to go to Iggy.
Well, congratulations to Misty Plops on the victory.
Yes!
Damn it, Lucas!
Control of Congress. You can get anything through.
Hipsters was the best.
Congratulations to Misty Plops for shipping the Hot Shots email of the day.
Time for the Hot Shots email of the day.
Good day.
Good day.
I want a guy age 25, 70 to come over and pleasure himself in my model train room. Mutual touching and stuff is allowed, but nothing more. I'm not gay. It's all H-O scale. Then, after you finish, you can kick around and stomp all the trains and buildings like a monster. Don't break them. They are my sons. We can do this until 4 a.m. or until we get tired. Also, I have a whole mess of imitation crab meat in my freezer.
That's so bizarre.
Feel free to grab some on your way out. It's not bad or anything. We just have too much. Thanks. That comes from Craig.
Craig.
Show respect.
Craig. He's new.
He has a fine list.
Some of that imitation crab meat, it tastes pretty much like the real thing.
Okay, then make an appointment.
Yeah. You get a number?
So you would stomp around his model train set after he pleasures you?
No, not that part. I was just looking for the imitation crab.
And just for the record, this guy's not gay.
Doesn't sound like it to me.
It's Dotem's girlfriend. Is she suspended?
No, I think she was.
No, I mean, she's Michigan
not.
Law.
Read on, Tim.
Hi, guys.
She's in the clear.
I'm back home now and can't stop thinking about what a wonderful weekend I had in your fair city. Some highlights. Deke took me to an undisclosed location to meet up with 11-ish internet friends. A perfect first night in St. Louis, because I think it was some sort of theme night at the bar, paying
homage
to the city's original 17th century French settlers by filling the bar with unwashed, disease-laden white men who don't yet know the dangers of syphilis or heart disease and who ended up pleasuring each other by the end of their journey, blaming it on desperation and scurvy. It was so authentic and cute. Deke also took me to Busch Stadium, where I got to watch FUPAs form and grow in real time as the best glands in baseball took down souvenirs filled with nachos and baskets filled with double-fried pieces of breaded ravioli that they describe as, quote, toasted, which seems harmful but explains a lot. Doug met us for mocktails, but things got uncomfortable because I wanted to talk baseball, but Doug kept getting confused and just wanted to talk about jewelry. I compromised by taking the boys to get matching belly button rings, and their taints bedazzled. I'm sorry, bejazzled. Thank you, St. Louis. And to answer every single one of you, I went to Groves. It's public. XOXO, Doug, that comes from Leonard in the same shirt.
Leonard in the same shirt.
I met Leonard in the same shirt. She's lovely.
He
and she's real.
Isn't.
I'm telling you, Dotem's doing well for himself.
Don't be a denier, Doug.
At the very least, a tranny.
Morn. In honor of plow socks, fluid hips, a haiku. Crusty balloon knot. Trouser snake trips with passion. Tasty boy cream. Twink about it.
No.
Tunnels 12,000.
No, you can't say those things.
It's a haiku.
Tunnels 12,000's got himself suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name will appear in the Hot Shot suspension module.
Wild.
Anyone needs to see it.
Guys, Plops here. Well, a Doogie Howser MD, he's not. But after a six-year saunter through the prestigious hallways of Lewis and Clark Community College, our dear Lawrence walks out of those doors this Saturday afternoon with an associate's degree that he admittedly said today he has absolutely no idea what he's going to do with. Mazel, sweet prince. Welcome to the elite club of folks with broadcasting degrees who spend sadly long chunks of our lives bitterly working non-broadcasting related jobs for 25 grand a year whilst thinking we know everything about radio. Our club's name is The Fan Page.
That's great.
Lewis and Clark, though, nice. If I recall correctly, they were the school that had a brief run as a boxing powerhouse back in 1987. They brought in a clean-cut student named Todd Howard, who was studying to be a veterinarian, and gave him an athletic scholarship. I know, right? He ended up on the boxing team, and I'll be damned if he didn't turn into a werewolf in the middle of the damn match and just start boxing like the Dickens. I know, right? LOL. Thanks, Doug. That's Misty Plops.
That's a good one.
Misty Plops. Plops, assistant program director.
Doug, I don't have time for anything else, unfortunately, outside of this. Howdy, these rival TMA factions should settle their differences with a dance-off a la West Side Story. I can see the Goober 11 and the CJ6 saddling up to the bar, snapping their fingers. Cucky fronts the Goob 11 in a sleeveless Lemmings half shirt, leading Misty Plops by a chain, who's down on all fours in a gimp mask. Neil, Allen, Craig Paquette heads the CJ6, looking extra tough in a Mike Reno headband, ready to rumble his crew of people with two first name stands behind him. Henry David Thoreau, Haley Joel Osment, Meredith Baxter Burney, Byron Allen, and Brian Keith. The two gangs commence to what looks like fighting, but they're really just prancing around each other. Plowsy hops on a trash can and breaks into song. When you're a goob, you're a goob, when you're a goob. Doug, that's from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech. That's what we have in that chat.
Bill Pullman's
email.
Independence Day.
Hold on a second. Sea Monster has come into the studio and said, I have to read an email. Guys, who in the hell decided to put that creep in charge of an all-female radio station? Well, we need to find an exec producer for the gals. I think they'd react well to the guy with two shelves full of hundreds of old Playboys and the box of porn under his desk. Jesus Christ, Justin in Columbia. And that's what we have for the Hot Shots email of the day.
We didn't read a lot, but they were all pretty good, but I'm going with Plops. Plops gets my vote.
I don't want to, but I think I'm going to have to go Plops as well.
Misty Plops has just shipped the email of the day and now has five wins in May. All right, Doug, it's time for the Hot Shots email of the day, and let's do it and do it well. Unbelievable. Misty Plops with the lead in the month of May, trying to make it four in a row for the Tiger Slam. Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots, the prize. Morning, fellas. I wanted to thank you for lunch yesterday. Tim showed how cool he is. Doug held court like a statesman. The cat was a delight. Darren was high. And, of course, Iggy was a creep. What I don't understand is Seymour. The guy is a nice, normal, genuine gentleman. While I was highly disappointed it didn't devolve into an MMMMMMMMMF, I enjoyed the fellowship. Later, skaters, that's from Zach, a.k.a. the kids in Martin's basement.
The kids in Martin's basement.
Guys, a Biff-inspired poem. Biff, I hope you choke on a chicken wing at Hooters. You suck at poems, so go get neutered. You are painfully boring, nothing more than a hick. You get on the air just to suck Tim's...
No.
Biff, I've gotta go is the best part of your call. Hopefully tonight at the game, you get hit in the head with a ball. Go find any part of the flood left and jump in. If that happens, look at my face and see the grin. Justin in Columbia struck again.
Justin in Columbia.
The beauty of this show is that some wacko called in who had written a thesis about sitcom property values. Probably titled something like, Can Sitcom Homes Be Afforded? A Study of Class, Assumed Wealth, and Economics. And I found myself hoping that you would bump Matt Vasgersian in order to talk to this weirdo just a little bit longer. Thank you. That comes from a tool belt for daddy.
Tool belt for daddy.
Morn, in honor of Jim Hay's shoulder hair, is a haiku. Check hole for oil. Small taste of a twink's hot mud.
No.
Choco fudge pies. Twink about it. That's from Tunnels 12,000.
Absolutely not.
Doug, this guy, you know, it's kind of like Jimmy Furyk. The swing doesn't look good, but then you see the result. You go, the formula works. The formula works, Jack.
No. Vile.
Guys, Plops here.
Anybody out there.
When my friends and I sit around and talk about the film catalog of Meg Tilly, as we often do, we often talk about her and her sister's breasts. What? Are we done? Great job, Iggy, and good show prep. Way to try to take an interview down the hot lesbian sister road with a 57-year-old woman who regularly speaks out about being the victim of sexual abuse as a child. I'm sure you were the highlight of her day, you faux Bermudian creep. Good grab, though. I looked out for a new movie, War Machine. Meg is literally 15th on the guest list. 15th. Serious question, is she an extra? You're on a sports station in Morning Drive and Market 25 or something, and you're interviewing a lady that falls 7 slots lower in the booking order than Anthony Michael Hall in 2017. What would the big rig say about this? He'd be so disappointed, no doubt. And he'd probably phone you naked from a tanning bed to tell you so. If you guys want, I can pass along Dave's number. Remember when they filmed that terrible soccer movie, The Game of Their Lives, here about 10 years ago? Yeah, well, Dave's car can be seen parked across the street from St. Ambrose Church at the 14-minute mark of that movie. It's true. You can make out half the license plate. I'll text the Sea Monster his digits. Thanks, guys. Me? I'm Misty Plops.
Misty Plops, Assistant Program Director.
Morning, fellas. The discussion of the socioeconomic plausibility of certain TV shows of yesteryear had me thinking about a familiar fave, Melrose Place. I'm not sure how a doctor, fashion designer, struggling writer, receptionist, laborer, gay social worker, waitress, and a photographer could all live in the same apartment complex. But what I do know is that this weekend, I plan on screwing Doug worse than Michael screwed Jane when he banged her crazy sister, Sydney. Thanks, the hipster of Tower Grove South.
Awful. Hipster, Tower Grove South.
Hi, I am looking for a guy between the ages of 22 and 78 to come over and treat me like a moped. All you have to do is sit on my back and I will scoot around my den like a naughty little Vespa. Don't shy away because you are worried about making subpar scooter sounds. I will make those sounds. You just have to twist my ear to make me go fast. And then I will make the appropriate revving sound to whatever speed we are going. Mutual touching is allowed, and I would prefer us both to be topless, but I am not gay. After a few hours, I will make a little sputtering sound like I'm breaking down, and then you will have to hop off and fix me. I'll leave that to your imagination. But I would like you to flip me up my back, give me a shameful look over and say, the nipples on these damn things always go out first. And then act like you're replacing my nipples.
It's too much. Doug, it's
how
too
long
much.
Is it? And don't say naughty little Vespa.
I'm not gay. We can do this until 4 in the morning or until we get tired. On your way out, you can stop by the freezer and grab yourself some homemade meat jerky. My wife made it last night. And there's nothing wrong with it. We just have too much. Thanks.
We didn't need that last sentence.
Well, that shows he's not gay.
What was that?
That comes from Craig. And that's what we have for the Hot Shots email of the day. Show me what you got, little mama. Show me what you got, little lady.
I can't vote for Craig because it was just too much. So I'm going Plops.
I'll go for Craig.
Yeah, I go with Craig as well. There were some great ones. The Sea Monster was right. He put together a wonderful order. Well done. Congratulations to Craig. You have won a Lemmings lunch, and actually that was Matt who bowls at Hanks.
It wasn't Craig at all.
Is it that time?
Plowsy?
It's tough to figure out when it's time for email of the day.
Doug, they're vile, but we're going to push
don't read them.
Anyway, boys.
Don't read them if they're vile. You have to have a filter, Plowsy.
There's a shadow. There we go. Okay.
There you go.
Good morning. Good news, Doug. I'll be in attendance at Hot Shots tonight. Don't worry about bringing your pajamas for the sleepover. I have a comfortable leather harness and a gimp mask you can wear. Thanks, that is from the hipster of Tower Grove South. Not that
awful,
bad.
Awful. That was not a good one. And you were kind of giggling Grove throughout South. It.
No, there's... don't worry, there's a couple of...
What exactly was the thing that Plops wore?
That's a gimp mask.
Okay.
Okay.
I think it's pretty clear.
We scared a lot of the people at the Hot Shot South County.
Well, it should have.
All right, here's a good one. Let me get this straight. Iggy got a big break in radio by having beers with Rammer and Rob Fisher at a pasta house. Bob Costas has a similar story. Check out this Newsweek excerpt from 1992. I was a cashier at Lee's Famous Chicken Recipe on South Broadway. I would listen to Cardinal games in the kitchen, then announce updates over the restaurant PA. Orlando Cepeda just hit a tater. 2-0 Redbirds. Speaking of taters, order number 46. Your curly fries are ready. Jack Buck and Harry Carey came in one day for legendary pigeon wings. Pigeon wings, yes. They overheard me and were so impressed they offered me Sports Open line at Camel X. The rest is history. That is from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
That's good. Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Morn. In honor of Jay Jr., a.k.a. the swag daddy of Normandy, a haiku. Wide base, hand in pant. Slide a hand down my steamy crack.
Okay.
Skidmark ham balm.
You can't say that. Don't laugh at that. You can't say it.
Twink about it. Tunnels 12,000. Told you he brought heat today.
Tunnels.
Though.
Tunnels 12,000. Don't encourage it.
That was good.
Guys, Plops here. This is my last email to you this month, so heads up, white collar gangster. May is now yours for the taking. I'm headed down to Central America Way in a few hours for the annual Knights of Columbus Anal Bleaching Ball. Finna stock up on paste and tickle brushes whilst meeting some other gentlemen who, A, love our Lord and Savior JC, and B, know the value in and maintain tight, wide balloon knots. Summertime is here. It's time to brighten up that stubby old stink whistle, fellas. That's what Meg Tilly would say if she'd ever speak to us again. I'm really hoping, though, that I can find my own Victor on this trip. An ethnic peasant man with a tan and bright white keds, khaki shorts, and a sailor shirt who I can pay to carry my bags and then sneak out and bang behind the ice machine while my wife is sleeping. Oh, me? I'm Misty Plops.
Plops.
Misty Plops.
We were just thinking the other day how nice it'd be at the end of Doug's live reads if he just reintroduced himself and said, oh, me? I'm Doug Vaughn. It was a nice touch you did.
I thought it was.
Yeah, with all the lives you got, you should at least try it once.
The Plops is trying to steal it.
A morning in the life of a broadcast hero. It's a good one. The alarm goes off. Doug rubs the boy crust off his eyelids and says out loud, time for another day of courting lady journalism. He jumps out of bed, wearing his matching silken bedazzled half shirt and rhinestone male thong pajama suit, and slides into his slippers to go let the twinks out of the boy dungeon. Upon opening the paddock to the dungeon door, the boy twinks jump out and start licking him in the face like a bunch of little puppies. He asks, how was your night, you cute little rascals? Anyone need to go potty? After attaching their leashes and putting on their gimp masks, he takes them all out, walk around the block, letting them wee on trees and fire hydrants. After thumbing through the Post-Dispatch and drinking his OJ, once finished, he taps his empty glass on the table twice. He stands up, and immediately two servants jump out to strip him of his PJs and put on his khaki pant and polo shirt. Time to go deliver scorching hot takes and endure 3 hours of sexual advances. After putting the twinks in the playpen for the day, he backs out of the driveway, aims a car for St. Charles, and is off for another day of legendary journalism. I love you, Doug. That is from Mr. Nipples.
Mr.
It's not bad.
Nipples. Oh, still, I think
it was a bad. Tunnels might have it.
Yeah, Tunnels was good.
Hey, boys. My stepdad is a construction man who worked with his hands all day long. His hands are strong and chiseled. Okay, there's a glare.
That's the end of it?
Stepdad.
No. This makes it a problem when we shower at night before bed because he sticks his fingers in
the... No. Anything where there's a mention of digits, you're going into a troubled area.
It gets way worse, actually. That's from Stubby Clap.
I'm just saying that would be... that would be a tell.
There's like a shadow or a glare from my headphones. Yeah, we'll get that fixed.
Stubby Clap has been suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time. Hey. Thank you, Hotshots, for the leather-bound suspension.
And just so you know, what you're seeing out of the corner of your eye, sir, is impending doom.
Okay, we'll finish off with this one. Doug's not going to like it, but I don't care. Hey, Jamokes. Doug walked through this morning routine in the show. I am here to provide some clarification on this because he was lying to you guys.
Uh-oh.
Normally, Doug would wake up naked next to me. He would turn on the song Boof from Teen Wolf, roll over, rest his head on my chest, and play with my nips.
Okay.
Till
that's enough!
That wasn't that bad.
That's enough!
Then we like to take a shower. Oh, okay.
Very gentle.
And it's from Mae Young's newborn hand. Right. It gets kind of funny at the end. But.
Well, too bad.
That's all we got.
Newborn hand has been suspended. Been suspended a period of 2 days' time.
Wasn't that bad?
Writing it down with a Right Business Products pen. Me, my name is Doug Vaughn.
Let's do the vote. Tunnels 12,000.
It was too vile. I like the term swag daddy of Normandy, though. I guess just based on that, swag daddy of Normandy. I'll have to vote for Tunnels 12,000.
Doug, you know what it's time for? Would anybody like to hear some emails?
Yes, they would.
That's email of the day. Doug, the 8 o'clock hour brought to you by Sildenafil. Same active ingredient.
It just flew by.
Did it really?
No.
The same active ingredient, Viagra. It's from Goldsmith MediCenter Pharmacy. Goldsmith MediCenter Pharmacy. 314-432-5020 or online at goldsmithmcp.com. Hey, jabronis. Since Doug cut off my email earlier today for saying that he tickles me nips first thing in the morning, I feel it's my duty to notify the listeners about the rest of his routine. After we cuddle in bed, we like to take a shower together. I love showers with Doug because I can follow the soapy suds from his back all the way down to his butt fro. After the shower, Doug puts on his slippers. I also put on slippers, too. And by slippers, I mean I slip me unit into Doug's
bum. Okay, that's enough. Who was it, Tim?
Mae Young's newborn hand again.
Mae Young's newborn hand suspended a period of 2 days' time.
He's an impact player.
Yeah, he is. This guy has arrived and is a force.
Not eligible to win today's email prize.
OMG, hot take alert, hot take alert. And no, this isn't Kevin Shipp, so don't get your hopes up, plow giant. Hot take one, give me a lawn chair, a Budweiser, and a wiffle ball, and I'll make Madu Bowles and Hanks look like a pretty little princess. Hot take two, I'm dog-sitting for Doug currently while you gays have fun, and I'm pretty sure my Great Dane smashes harder than I do because Bandit is moved for 2.5 hours where Doug usually is out of commission for an hour. Thanks, white-collar gangster.
It's a man's dog.
God, that's weird.
That's a man's dog.
Is it me? It's not me, right? It's them.
It's a little you, though. It is a little you.
White-collar gangster. You leave Bandit alone.
It's a little you.
Eve, in honor of Larry Nickel, a.k.a. the number one stunner of Alton graduating college, I decided to scribe a haiku. Tongue flicks the chute.
Stop!
Dip your fries in my diapy. Mmm, hot, hot fixins.
You can't read that stuff.
Twink about it and go Rams.
You just can't.
Tunnels 12,000.
Cut him off, Larry.
Larry, that was for you.
I agree, Larry.
It was vile, he says.
Vile. Who was that?
I dug it's Tunnels 12,000.
Tunnels 12,000. Suspended a period of 2 days' time. Thank you, Hot Shots, for the suspension.
Larry, we can only hear if you're on a microphone.
So. And for the French fries.
Larry would like to have a rebuttal.
Tunnels 12,000.
Yeah.
We praise Geek Dotem with him.
You think he should be suspended indefinitely as well?
Yeah, but they he may
be.
Off.
He may be. It's good advice, Larry. I will consider that.
Larry, how are things going with you and Lady Beercats and Anna? Oh, my God.
Happy the fifth. Fight a girl.
Wow. I'd get out if I were you guys now. For real.
We brave. Geek Dotem.
While Larry is not giving up on this.
Yeah, there could be some special punishment for Tunnels 12,000.
I don't think that's going to satisfy Larry based on his body language.
No. You need the hashtag free Dotem now.
Oh, my God!
Well, I'm not going to free Dotem if that's what you're asking me to do.
This almost seems like a physical threat.
Yeah, it does seem like it.
Dotem will not be
I don't,
free.
I don't do that kind of stuff in bars.
Where do you do it, baby?
No, I don't do that either because I don't want to get arrested. But I'll just let you know. Take Geek Dotem off the indefinite suspension.
Why?
Do it.
Well, there's room for more than one.
No, you need to replace one with...
No, we have jails in this country. We don't just put one guy in there. Whoever deserves to be in there goes to jail.
Small towns they do, though.
Yeah, but not Geek Dotem.
Okay, I guess you win this one, Larry.
Well done, Larry. It's great. What the hell just happened?
I don't know.
Doug, it's time for another email. This one comes from the hipster at Tower Grove South. That's wonderful.
Oh, no.
Greetings, fellas. If for some reason I'm nowhere to be found, could someone with bolt cutters please go to the men's restroom, as Doug has more than likely once again locked me to the toilet and stuffed the daylights out of me. However, if you do see me, I guess that means that Doug did the bottoming this time, and being the gentleman that I am, I unlocked him after taking a glorious post-coitus recreational,
I know I could have used the toilet, but his chest was far more inviting.
This is what you spent the last 20 minutes doing? Really? Does your mother know that you talk like this?
To the hipster, it's how it goes south. And that's what we have for the Hot Shots email today.
I think I have to reward creativity, so I'm going hipster.
Oh, you are not.
Yep.
Doug, there's a lot to choose from.
Everyone got suspended except the white-collar gangster, so I'll say him. White-collar gangster.
I think the hipster at Tower Grove South is just
shit. Natty Lucas?
The Hot Shots email of the day.
Time for the Hot Shots email of the day.
Lemmings Lynch from Hot Shots is on the line for our Hot Shots email of the day. Last night, as I unceremoniously disrobed in front of Doug, he stared at me intently and said something that cut me to the core. You need to get better at teasing. You know what? He was right. I had lost sight of the art of seduction and went after Doug's rump with brute force and no hint of romanticism. So I took a trip to San Francisco, searching for teasing tips. I wandered through the Castro and the Tenderloin District, getting tips, just the tips, before ending up at Nob Hill. As I stared down at the bay of Alcatraz Island, it hit me. I'll tell you what I learned after the break. Webster Wienpeeker. Oh, you see what he did? He completed the tease right there at the end. It shows that he had learned.
That's pretty good.
Webster Wienpeeker.
Are you guys even going to mention the Cardinals lost 4 out of 5? Tennis elbow? Really? Way to hold Mo accountable. I know the cat's on the payroll, but you two, I'm tired of it. It's from Steve in Wildwood.
Steve in Wildwood.
Morning, fellas. They have a one-game winning streak.
Morning, fellas. All this stadium talk had me thinking about my Mount Rushmore of ballparks. Fenway, because it's old and musty like an old pair of Doug's undies. Wrigley Field, because you can watch other guys pee in the restroom. AT&T Park, because guys like to watch you pee in the restroom. And finally, number 4, I enjoy the spacious and friendly confines of Doug's butt.
No. Who?
Hipster Tower Grove South.
I'm not going to worry with him anymore.
I'm here to defend my alma mater. My reunion could have been awkward, but nary a bitter word spoken. There I was, hanging with Coach Tom, who told me it's okay to have those thoughts in the locker room. Drinking beers with Troy, whose dad always dropped me off last from carpool so I could give him a handy. Then I just shot the bull with Vince, whose parents got divorced after his mom found out his dad had mounted me behind in the hood of the field trip bus. That's from Gurthy Golden Griffin Gus.
Golden Griffin Gus.
No suspension there.
He's new.
Hey, boys.
G, they call him.
It's been a while since I've emailed, but now that I'm fresh out of college and commuting to downtown proper, I've got more time to listen to this fine radio presentation. During my hiatus, I've learned a few things. Jim is actually really funny. Tim is one hell of a businessman. And Doug still has the best ass in radio. Oh, by the way, I see since Matt Carpenter is playing first that the strong sock game ain't finna cut it when you've got the big mitt and the big stick in the one hole. See you later tonight, Doug, for our wine and crafts. Monzo and Wildwood.
I'm not doing wine and crafts. Monzo in Wildwood, right there next to Steve.
Yeah. Well, 2 Wildwood emails so far.
Gentlemen in Badonkadonk Doug. I was bored and alone this weekend and needed a little laughter in my life, so I decided to hit up some stand-up comedy. I went to a cozy little place called the Ticklish Pickle. As I took my seat near the stage, a leggy blonde in high heels wearing only a pink velvet codpiece came sauntering across to the microphone.
What's a codpiece?
I don't know. I just read what's on the prompter.
Whilst eating a slice of pizza and smoking a dart, we locked eyes. It was Doug. He hopped off the stage, leaned over me, and whispered into the mic, "Hey, Nenzi, what's the difference between doggy style and Dougie style? The only thing that's missing is a U. U." We locked lips.
Awful. Awful. How do these emails get through?
Sea Monsters, he staggers
he's
them.
So sneaky vile.
We locked lips and proceeded to flat get after to the joy of the crowd. That's from Neil Allen Craig Paquette.
Awful. Neil Allen Craig Paquette.
Hey, guys, I'm just getting my bearings after a crazy night with our friend Doug. I mean, every damn...
We had the why general would, manager of
why
the
would it be this on. Away? Why would it be this away?
Probably the share, the whole thing, right?
He picked me up after my shift at Rue 21, and after we each beer-bonged 3 Smirnoff Ices, we were hankering for some good old-fashioned line dancing. We shot on over to Wild Country on the hillside with plans to dance the night away. We hit a little snag after getting kicked out of our first cab for groping and making loud animal noises in the back seat. but a nice Latino gentleman in an F-350 picked us up and gave us a ride the rest of the way. I guess those Smirnoff ices kicked in right after we got there because I was in and out of blackout drunkenness. Last thing I remember about the night was Doug and I covered in sweat and glitter making out on stage in front of everyone. Then this morning I woke up to Doug's alarm going off, his ween in my left hand, and a
crunch
wrap supreme in my right.
Shut up!
It wasn't.
This is the worst string ever.
I know.
Mr. Nipples. Crunch wrap supreme? You guys got T-Bell?
Nipples has been suspended. Been suspended a period of 2 days' time. Name is going into the Hot Shots leather-bound suspension log U.
Look, some of these are really long.
And we're running out of time.
How about just a normal?
And they were.
I don't have the time.
Hot take of an email.
It was just one big sewage tank.
Yep. A lot of the same theme.
Mm-hmm.
What you got?
I didn't Webster Ween Peak.
None for me, thanks. I can't vote for any of those.
Let's see. I like Monzo. I'm glad to see him back. I'm going to go with Monzo and Wildwood, Doug. He's back.
All right.
Plowhawk, you are the Speaker of the House.
I like the what the difference between Doggy and Dougie, so I'm going with Neil Allen, actually.
That's, oh, so Iggy.
I like that one line kind of sealed.
It trickles down to Orrin Hatch.
And I know you were paying careful attention.
Yeah, whatever Tim said. Monzo?
Yeah. Monzo, welcome back.
Good for you.
You get on the board.
Good for you, Iggy.
Doug, it sounds like the church bells are ringing in A Christmas Carol with George C. Scott, the big cyber.
He's striking with verve
awful
today.
Awful.
It's time for the Hot Shots email of the day. Tickets to Bud Bash, May 30th, the Whitey Herzog giveaway. And a free Lemmings loan from Hot Shots is the prize. Officer Iggy strolled his beat at Hito, twirling his baton as he went and smiling to himself. Like his childhood friends Tommy O'Halloran and Mickey O'Leary, Iggy had finally become a cop. Except Iggy's uniform consisted of nothing but mirrored sunglasses and a utility belt full of various lubes, scented oils, condoms, and airline liquor bottles. Up against the wall and spread him, he commanded a group of female sharks. The 20-minute frisking seemed like overkill, considered they were naked as the day is long. Where are you headed? At what age did you become sexually active? He interrogated them. Sadly, Officer Iggy was soon stripped of all power and authority. What a glorious run with the Hito PD. Doug, that's from the Webster Ween Peeker.
Webster Ween Peeker.
Morn.
Peeker.
In honor of Doug's botched hysterectomy, a haiku. Fresh crusted boy jort. Prying tongue flicks the brown clam. Cocoa mud flaps. Twink about it. Tunnels 12,000.
Awful. Absolutely awful. Tunnels 12,000. Has indeed been suspended. Has indeed been suspended a period of 2 days' time for that haiku.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Ha ha ha. It's accountability time, boy pig, so listen attentively, Doug. Everyone needs to lay off Iggy, okay? So what if he may have laid with my mom when she made her living as a snack girl at Redbird Lanes back in the day? Get over it! I'm over it. So what is most likely my biological father strolls up to random on-duty cops with his big Yogi Berra mitt smile and his hand aggressively out, then the cop has to tell him to go away as he murmurs thank you over and over under his breath. Like you're perfect. So what if my extremely hardworking grandfather said that out of all his kids, he would have liked to Lydia Moss Bradley, my dad Iggy, the most because he was, quote, the run of the litter and a creepy kid with a shark obsession. I love you, Dad, and I can't wait till our Vianney Father's Day masquerade bathhouse ball. It's from Cucky the Dwarf.
Okay, Cucky.
And again, I wasn't ignored by the cop. He just wanted to give a fist bump and not the shake.
Would you describe yourself as ham-fisted?
Morning, fellas. All this talk about the Illuminati has me pondering the meaning of secret societies in general. Webster's defines a secret society as an organization whose members are sworn to secrecy about its activities. Well, if that's true, then I guess Doug's Butt is a secret society that many a gentleman, including me, have belonged to since the mid-70s. I just hope Doug's mouth starts a secret society soon. Thanks, the hipster of Tower Grove South.
CZ, did you allow that one through there?
Yeah, he stacked the lineup.
He's laughing. He doesn't want to talk, but oh, he gets a kick out of that. Hipster of Tower Grove South has been suspended. He's been suspended for the email. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time.
Guys, although we share a twin bed, my brother and I were actually born years apart. Unlike me, he runs in moneyed circles, and last night he finally brought me to the old Warson card room. As a freelancer for the Inside STL News team, I took the following haiku notes. Caulk on the down low. Coquettish codgers galore. These gars are the knees. I invited a few of my new card game buddies to Larry's graduation lockdown. Hope that's cool. Thanks. The Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel. That'd be cool if we could have Larry's graduation party at Old Orson.
It would be. Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel.
Wonder if they have availability.
Probably do. Probably have a back room somewhere.
Gentleman and Thing Called Iggy. I was flipping through my copy of Iggy's autobiography, Kenny Unpeeled, The Queen Behind the Flesh Mask. Iggy's book includes an entire chapter of inspirations and anecdotes for today's aspiring serial killer, such as there's more than one way to skin a hooker. Don't put all your heads in one basket. If at first you don't succeed, stab, stab again. Don't bite off more than you can chew. Seriously, human flesh is tough. Curiosity killed the neighbor. And finally, don't beat around the bush. Thighs bruise easily. That's from Neil Allen Craig Paquette.
Awfully violent. Neil Allen Craig Paquette.
Guys, I realized something today. Doug Vaughn isn't saying no to IJCRMM. That's Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man. He is just saying he doesn't know about IJCRMM to say yes. So let the courtship begin. Your call, handsome. I can treat you as soft as a winter snow, or I can treat you like a dog, says in Potosi. Rough, rough. Sent from Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man, cellular technology.
You let that one get through, did you, CeCe? Did you read that one? Did you know the content of that one? I believe you did. Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man. Rough, rough.
Morning, Tim, Plowsy, Seamaster, Iggy. I think that's everyone. My wife will be 35 weeks pregnant on Thursday. If it's okay with you, Tim, I was hoping to name him Timothy Michael McKernan. It's got a great ring to it.
The Lemmings Log is brought to you by the Daniel Schwartz Insurance Agency over there in Columbia, Illinois.
Lemmings Gong. Log is brought to you by Hot Shots.
Yeah, well, I'm searching frantically for the Schwartz material. The Lemmings Gong is presented by Danny Schwartz Insurance Agency, your farmer's insurance agent in Columbia, Illinois. Call or text 618-317-5027. Be sure to ask how your school can receive free supplies for teachers and students through farmer's insurance. And may the Schwartz be with you.
Ooh.
The gong fell over there right there at the end.
Would it be okay if I change my name to Timothy Michael McKernan as well? Also, I think that old queen gave me the clap. Suck my ass, Doug. No. Thanks. Still out of TP at BP. And that's what we have. The Hot Shots email of the day.
Not to pick from. Not much to pick from.
Yeah, a lot to pick from. I agree.
I'll go for the Webster Ween Peeker. Ween Peeker from Webster.
Let's see.
Iggy, I think you're going to have to vote in this one.
I'm going to go with Hipster Tower Grove South.
He can't go there.
Well, I was going to show that this stuff doesn't bother me. I was going to go with Ellen Craig Paquette.
All right, well, then now the Plow Dodger gets to...
I'm going hipster.
Yep. Dag nabbit, Lucas!
You gotta have control.
He got suspended.
It's time for the Hot Shots email of the day. Moose Knuckles. The email of the day has become a bunch of cools behind the velvet rope sipping Cristal. The big muscle brain bouncer keeping all of us nerds out. Is that Brony the Sea Monster? If I come to a TMA Live and give Misty or Cucky or Iggy a handy, will they get me behind the ropes? That's from Seymour Sucks.
Seymour Sucks. He's new.
Welcome to the first edition of Kenny Strode's newsletter. Last night, while slurping some fettuccine carbonara at Canetto's with Terry Hatcher, I ordered their finest box of Franzia and pondered the future of my sad existence. I thought, hey, I could put out one false story per day that, quote, happened in Hito and create a following to rival that of my idol, Tim. I returned home and began penning the story of my favorite MMF with Linda and Hulk Hogan. I was then distracted as I received a notification on my BlackBerry about the latest Mr. Skin update. Betty White, wet and wrinkly in the new Fast and Furious. Stay tuned for tomorrow's newsletter for the complete Hulkamania story. How about that tease, kiddo? Iggy Strode with the help of Ghost Rider, River de Pere Yacht Captain.
River de Pere Yacht Captain.
Morn, in honor of... comma, I decided to scribe a haiku. Slide your pinky in. Face smells of asparagus. Hot golden waste.
That's wrong. It's just wrong. Who was it?
Twink about it. That's Tunnels 12,000.
Tunnels 12,000 just got himself suspended, and that won't feel very good.
I'm disappointed in myself for liking it so much.
Well,
but I like it so much.
Throw it away. Suspended a period of 2 days' time.
Doug, is this too long? Sometimes these are written in a little...
Yeah, it's only a three-hour show.
My God.
Is there a snippet?
Can you, like, go through it and see if...
Maybe there's just a snippet.
Gonna vote yes, because it's about Barrett, and so I know he's going to vote yes, so I don't...
Read a sentence or two of it.
No, I'll read it. I'll read it. He's going to see if it's worthy. Hold on a sec. Just let me send this tech to Bernie's show real quick. Okay. Get this out on Messenger. Set my reservation at Kirkwood Brewhouse. Hit up Timmy for that. La, 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 la. Almost there. How do you do? No fooling Lefty Jack Smear.
Lefty Jack Smear. Thank you for the pajamas.
Greetings to the Mound City. I'm Jason Barrett, your disgruntled Cammy Carney ticket taker on this rickety audio Ferris wheel I call Under the Radar. Mark Munch Bishop graduated from second weed whacker Jim's Lawn Care in Atlanta to chief producer at Akron's 560 The Groin. Josh Tatanka moved from Santa Fe's JP in the Fungus Beetle Show to become the mascot of Anchorage's minor league hockey team, the Ice Holes. In St. Louis, Jim Hayes was heard on competitor KMOX regaling Chris Raby with never-heard-before tales of L.A., like how he once met the Body by Jake guy. It was riveting. I'm Jason Barrett, signing off, saying, if you can't make it in sports radio, talk about the ones who do. That comes from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Oh, this is from a lady.
Yeah, all right.
But the email address says Mitch.
Yeah. Yeah, cross-dresser probably.
Hey, guys, my name is Becky. And I'm from Defiance, Missouri. I've gotten someone to cover all of my shifts at the Cracker Barrel this weekend. I'm heading to St. Louis for a weekend with my girls and hopefully some hot sex.
All right. Probably lives out there by the Daniel Boone home.
We are fixing to tear up Laclede's Landing and have the weekend of our lives. We're adjusting the location on our Tinder profiles and putting on our sluttiest outfits. Let me be clear, we ain't looking for no businessman from Chesterfield to sweep us off our feet and be a gentleman. We're looking for an exotic guy from Soulard to do ecstasy or an 8-ball with at Big Daddy's. Turn up that EDM. If things go well before the last call at 1 o'clock, we'll have gotten a cab back to his old dank apartment he shares with four other hot exotic dudes, likely from central Illinois. And he fisted?
What?
It's a damn shame it's almost June 1 and the girls and I haven't been treated like dirty whores. Fellas, get your hardcore drugs ready because we finna eat them. Put your babies in me, Becky from Defiance, also known as Mr. Nipple. See, right at the end. Right at the end.
That's who, that's who it was all along. Mr. Nipples.
And that's where we are for the Hot Shots email today. Show me what you got, little mama. Show me what you got, little lady. A lot to choose from.
I'm going to go with a fellow by the name of River de Pere Yacht Captain.
Iggy, you get a vote today.
There were some good ones.
Yes.
I always laugh at Tunnels 12,000. I thought Bill Pullman was very good, but Mr. Nipples made me laugh the hardest.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Mr. Nipples as well. That's Becky from Defiance. Would you have gone Mr. Nipples, Plow Dodger?
Of course, Tim.
I like the haikus, but that just wasn't worthy for a win. I would have went with Mr. Nipples as well.
Yep, there it is. There it is.
And a Plowsy's going to be reading the emails this morning. Is that right?
And they're actually pretty good. I don't know when you want to start.
Let's do it.
And obviously, since Charlie's in, they're very...
LMB?
LMB.
Nice. See, I feel bad.
We all love them, right? So we'll start it off here. Butt Pirates. I thought the C team represented themselves admirably today. The one thing that could have improved today's show would have been if Andy Banker were a direct descendant of Lydia Moss Bradley. That is from Fonda Peters.
Fonda P.
Ben, Fred, do you know the inside story about Lydia Moss Bradley? Okay.
I do, yes. Thanks to Chris Gardner. I'm filled in, yeah.
Hey, guys. Earlier, you were talking about how in the old days, it was much easier to cover baseball as the players were much more accessible and there were no social media. I totally agree. The old days were so much better. Another example would be the lack of resources or willingness for the police to investigate suspicious deaths. This was very useful to me. They would be all over my ass today. Thanks. That is from Lydia Moss Bradley.
Hashtag LMB.
Or better known as Corey G.
I'm kind of missing the LMB because we don't do that on our show, and we need to get the morning after people. Martin probably wouldn't appreciate it, but I would.
I love the
Lydia Moss Bradley, for those that don't know, if you're new to the show, I went to Bradley University. Lydia Moss Bradley is the founder of Bradley. She founded the school late 19th century, I think 1892-ish. And unfortunately, she had six children who all passed away. Her husband also passed away. Hmm. So this is just me. I don't have any information. I have no reports or investigation going on. I just thought that was odd. And my mom was there for the orientation. My mom's a nurse. And she's like, I understand it was 1890s. And that's not so long ago, though, that you had the infant death rate. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All I'm saying is 6 out of 6, and then the husband made me raise an eyebrow. And I just brought it up on the radio show a couple years ago, and it's taken off.
You're just workshopping it, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, the first 3 or 4, we get it. But if I was a parent and I had 2 more left, I would be bubble boying those kids, you know? Hey, I need 1 or 2 of them to survive.
And also, she was successful enough after all these deaths to found the university, so she clearly wasn't too torn up over it.
Insurance fraud.
And I was wondering, too, maybe do you found the university because later on in your life, you feel bad, you're trying to give kids an opportunity later on. Do you know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. You can just, there's theories out there.
And from LMB to the great, we had home run calls. Here's the one from Cucky. Here are a few Cardinal play-by-play calls. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and it's hit hard and high out to left field. Oh, my. I think that ball hired Sacagawea as a guide westward expansion way because that baseball would just Meriwether Lewis and Clarked out of here. Another one. Carpenter fouls a pitch off intentionally into the seats, and oh my, it lands.
Grinder, professional at bat.
In the lap of a 17-year-old girl that called the old Iggy Strode special. Congrats, young lady. Mm. Another one. 0-2 pitch on the way, and oh my, that ball was hit higher than Plowsy is on literally any day or night of the week. Goodbye, Mr. High Guy. And last one, here's the 1-1 pitch, and that ball is corked, and oh my, it disappears like a desperate cheese ball into the gaping mouth of Andy Banker. Home run time. That is from Cucky Bucky.
Cucky Bucky. Love it. In between, got to tell you, Plowsy, the post, you know it. You're the Postmaster General, the official cheesesteak of the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
Absolutely. And another, from one Hall of Famer to the next, Morn. I was hoping you wouldn't mind if I could swing by and pick up Plowboy and my Yugo for a nice day-date. I would take him straight back to my double-wide where I would rip off his Sansa belt and just go to town on his fuzzy marble pocket.
Jeez.
It's not over. I would love to eat gefilte fish out of his hot little feet, smoke some of that sticky meth, and pin our ears back and just flat rub our nugget pouching together like the Dickens. How do you do? That is from Tunnels 12,000. Banker, did you follow that one?
Tunnels 12,000.
I don't even know what any of that means, but I just think it's hysterical. The best part of the email of the day is Plowsy trying to get through them.
Well, there's
Tunnels,
like a,
Tunnels
looking at it,
there is a
laughing,
glare.
Saying, can
Every
I read it?
I hold them up, there is like a glare from my shadow, so I have to hold them down so I'm like my neck's green. You ready for the next one?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, jabronis. All the talk earlier about the golden age of baseball writing reminded me of last night when I gave Doug a golden shower. Forever and always, Mae Young's newborn hand.
Newborn hand. Also, Plowsy, hot shot, speaking of Doug, the suspension logule. We're not able to suspend anyone because Doug's not here, but find one of their 11 area locations at hotshotsnet.com and swing by today for lunch. Try the brand new Red Hot Riplet wings and burgers at Hot Shots. Check them out, hotshotsnet.com.
I think I may leave Doug a note, though, on Mae Young. He may want to suspend them.
No, he's in there 19 times.
Yeah, Mae Young's in there. Okay. Has his own
he's a repeat offender.
Morning, daddies. I always enjoy getting the spicy chicken Sammy as something different, just like I enjoy listening to you 3 millionaires this morning. Despite being the bronze medalist lineup, you delivered some hot takes. Banker, you and I met at Ballpark Village, and you spat a massive hot take on the Rams. I'll never forget it. Charlie, go Buckeyes, and sounds like you don't hate marriage life just yet. Godspeed, Ben Frey. Get out of the radio business while you can. Look at the 2 other guys next to you. Holy Mary, I feel sorry for you. Much love. That is from Manzo in Wildwood.
Manzo, Wildwood. And Plowsy, got to tell you about Monkey Shoulder. Okay, what's the newest Scotch whiskey? Taking the world by storm, it's Monkey Shoulder, the official Scotch of the Morning After. With a cheeky disregard for tradition and a commitment to unconventional serves, serves. Monkey Shoulder looks to bring great Scotch whiskey to a new generation of whiskey drinkers. It's 100% malt whiskey, a unique blend of three single malts, creating a smooth and versatile flavor like no other. Monkey Shoulder tastes just as good on the rocks as it does mixed into a fresh cocktail. Monkey Shoulder whiskey, not the original whiskey like Doug, more original than that. Like Tim McKernan, Plowsy.
We have two more.
I'm going to have to try the monkey shoulder.
Both haikus. A tribute to Tunnels. Crinkle cut fudge loaf. Baked bean and sopping covered man taters. Double chili shrub dog. Twink about it. That is from the River De Pere yacht captain. And no response. I found it to be hilarious.
A haiku.
Yeah. In honor of three backups on the show, this ma'am, let's see if the old doc can rip off a Tunnels 12,000 haiku. Okay, I'm not going to because that has a... I'm not going
to... trying to take advantage of the bronze medalist.
As opposed to all the other...
That, we're going to wrap it up with that first haiku. The second one...
Plowsy stepping in with an editorial decision.
I want to actually read it now afterwards, but it's funny because when I was listening to Plowsy talk there, I didn't know if he was actually reading the copy or if he was editorializing on the fly.
No, I saw
and it was
your
the latter.
Name and then something else. I was like, okay, we're good.
Saved Charlie. Wow.
Good call. Thank you, buddy.
So
there's nothing wrong with this.
Iggy says it's fine.
Well, it's already over. I just saw Charlie's name and
it's been excluded.
I'll post it on Twitter.
Do we have a winner? I can go first here.
Sure, go ahead.
I'm gonna go Cucky Bucky, and it's not even close.
Yeah, I agree. The Cuckster.
I'm in on the Cuckster.
Cucky Bucky is the email winner. If you guys aren't ready, you got to get your pins out, and we're going to read these plays. We'll read them off, and then we got to rank them and pick a winner here.
I got a great memory. Let's do it.
I don't, but I'll write them.
You can borrow the Doug Vaughn
short
pin.
Short batch, but strong. Quite
short, but strong batch.
Morn. In honor of TJ Moe sending McGregor's in San Diego into an uproar, a haiku. Harry Brown Mudloaf. Naughty tongue flicks the prostate. Runny brown skids. Think about it. Tunnels 12,000. It's a haiku.
I am thinking about that.
I have no idea what any of that means.
What the hell is he talking about?
I have no idea.
Just put two check marks down and get it in the finals.
Sounds hot.
After my two-week East Coast twink topping tour, it's nice to nibble on some toasted ravies and listen to some familiar voices. Wait, that's not Tim. Doug? Who's TJ Moe? Never heard of her. Has she ever been with a woman? That's the show, huh? Well, at least they'll be able to drive with both hands on the wheel without Doug's glutes lustily tempting me into self-inflicted hand stuff whilst I drive. That is from Doug Vaughn's illicit East Side lover.
Who is that girl?
That's hot.
TJ Moe.
Ahoy. So this is the show, huh? That's from Lefty Jacksmith.
Short and sweet.
I love Lefty Jacksmith. Hey, hosts. Lefty is hosting a shindig tomorrow afternoon at his pond in Shiloh, Illinois. Bring your appetite and some swimming shorts. All factions are welcome. That is from Recaps. Very short, sweet. I love these today. This is a good one. This is from the legend, the birthday boy. Hi. Some say the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup, but I disagree. I believe that the best part of waking up is peeing down the small... of my gentleman lover's back while he eats fries off the tank lid. Think about it. That's from Deke Dotum.
Birthday boy, Deke Dotum.
With Doug not here and it's his birthday, it's nice to have a tribute to Deke and Doug getting his email read on air.
Freaky Deke.
All right, two more. And these are good. Hey, boys. Cam, my mom is afraid to leave me and my stepdad alone together for more than 5 minutes because we will bang. She chains us both up to the couch when we are all hanging out and she has... to go number two or something. As an expert in gay bondage, can you tell me how to escape the chain so I can get my quickie in and then show me how to chain myself back up so she thinks nothing happened? Thanks. That is from Stubby Clap. I'm not quite for sure what that means.
I'll be over in a half hour.
All right, see.
You got to go to the Blues alumni thing, though. Make it fast.
I'll be over in an hour and a half.
Bring Chaser.
Chaser's coming with me. And Chaser and Lowe.
He'd enjoy that. He would really have a lot of fun here. And last one. Hey, guys. I've had a really tough start to Memorial Day weekend. For months now, I've had my Donald Plump cut-off tees, which has a sweet pic of Donnie all swollen lifting weights in the front of it. Jean shorts and snakeskin cowgirl boots laid out for going to the lake this weekend. For the past 2 years, though, I've kicked off the weekend by rolling over, kissing Doug, then performing manual on myself. Well, he's not here right now. I've tried everything. I just can't get it up there. Very similar to how you guys' scorching hot takes of having the fattest guy out of shape start on second base in the second inning would turn out. And even since Cam volunteered to be the new Doug, I YouTubed all hockey videos of him, and it just won't work. I really need you guys' help. Can you maybe call Doug and put him on air? I can't show my face at the lake without these... I can't show my face at the lake with these balls so blue. Regretfully, Mr. Nipples. And sadly, that is what we have.
Jesus.
I did like Mr. Nipples.
I like Lefty.
But I also Deke Dotum, I think an honor.
We did give Deke Dotum text of the day.
Okay, well then he's disqualified.
Just saying.
I like Mr. Nipples.
Can you read him again?
No, I can only handle once. You know, I think Stubby Clap had a strong email. I think I'm going to go Mr. Nips, though.
Yeah, me too.
Mr. Nips?
Who doesn't love the Nips?
Email of the day. It's time for email of the day, Plowsy.
Boys, you ready?
Well, yeah.
I think so.
All right.
I don't really get a chance to read all of these thoroughly beforehand.
That's the best. If you stumble on something that's vile or nasty,
keep sure to read it.
Don't read it.
Yeah, thank you, Ben Fred. You are the host of the show today, so I'm going to follow his lead. Morning, fellas.
Yeah.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Larry Nickel for finally giving Doug's butt the national attention that it deserves. Some may say I bribed him with 6 shots of Fireball to get Doug's butt to the number one spot. I say erroneous. I merely shared 6 shots of fellowship with a fine American and simply suggested there may be future fellowship if Doug's butt made it to the top of the list to end all lists. Also, it's nice to have Doug on top for a change. Thanks, Larry. That is from the hipster of Tower Grove South.
It's a bad email.
It's pretty good.
Hipster, Tower Grove South with a bad email.
You know what? Any email that talks fellowship, I'm on board with.
Yeah,
so
I'd love the hipster of Tower Grove South. He's got a big... He's in the lead right now.
Not good.
Here we are in the fourth inning of the old Caucasians from St. Louis Celebrity Softball Invitational. And oh my, it's a hot one out at the old Bar Punk today. Yes, sir. Doug Vaughn steps up to the plate to face his old nemesis, Tom Seaver. Vaughn homered and showed up Seaver last time these two met. Seaver lost an Epis pitch, and oh my, what's this? Doug dropped to the dirt at the ball appearing to have brushed Doug Vaughn's hairless cheek. They both postured up as they exchanged words. Watch the moneymaker, screamed Vaughn as he pointed to his beehole.
What?
I didn't read that. That's great. The celebrity catcher Ken Boyer steps up and gets in the way of Vaughn. They're nose to nose. Oh my, what's this? Doug Vaughn and Ken Boyer are now engaging in passionate French kiss.
Okay.
Now they're undressing each other. Two naked, wrinkled old cocks.
All right, that's
Step
enough.
Grandpa's within round home plate.
Who was it? The humanity. Who was it,
Looks like we got ourselves an old-fashioned homosexual barn burner, boys. That is from Cucky Buck.
The memory of Ken Boyer didn't need that, Doug.
Cucky Buck has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name will go into the Hot Shots leather-bound suspension log. You will... Right Business Products provides the ink pens for this show.
Morn.
He's my favorite player, and he died like 40 years ago. So.
Mine too. Yeah.
In honor of Vaughn family gifting their relatives a Sibian, a haiku.
Oh, no.
That's more like it. Crusty beef curtains. Boy hoob enters my colon. Moist corn salad. Think about it. Tunnels 12,000.
It couldn't be worse. Could not be a worse email than that one. Don't say beef curtains.
Sea monster's dying.
Took me a while to get that one out, but I'm glad I got it right. That was
He started to read it, and I think his brain skipped a beat. It was.
Well, I couldn't see Sibian, so I wanted to make sure I read that full thing through.
Any clean ones?
Oh, this one might be. Hey, guys. Heck of a show this morning. Plenty of spicy hot takes floating around like feathers from the pillow after Doug Vaughn and I have our pre-cuddle pillow fights. If I have one critique, though, it's that there was a lot of fighting talk, and y'all know me, I'm more of a lover than a fighter. Speaking of loving, after my rough start to Memorial Day weekend, where I had to forego my tradition of waking up next to Doug and doing some adult things I can't mention on air, I rebound quite nicely. I tore it up out there on the lake with the gay community, spent most of the time peacocking around out on the front of out on the front of those cigarette boats with nothing on but a string banana hammock and gold chain. I was all oiled up in that spray-on butter, and I was doing some sweet tumbling moves out there to attract the best-looking twinks on the lake. Don't worry, though, Doug. I'm still clean. I avoided all those STDs down there like they were landmines. It was like my own personal Vietnam out there. I'm back for you, baby. Clean as a whistle. If you want to catch up tonight, I'll be at the cards game stuffing my face with that ballpark crab rangoon. Later, babe. That is from Mr. Nipples.
Not a great one.
Mr.
A long one, too.
I think a lot on the line for Mr. Nipples there, and really, I think he under-delivered.
Only
I'm not
reason
impressed.
I read it was because yes. You had he's to. In contention. It was
absolutely.
A long one. I wouldn't have originally read it.
Man, the pressure got to him, I think.
First of all, why does Tim sound extra twinkish this morning? Doesn't matter. I can work with it. I can work into the spank bank later. Furthermore, upon evaluation of Bill's hole by a true medical professional, I have determined that Bill's hole is unfit to be discussed on Larry's Periscope. You see, Bill's hole suffers from redness, excessive swelling, a suspicious scent of tuna fish,
no.
and evidence of gerbil oh. activity. In layman's term, I diagnose Bill's hole to have what I like to call Doug Vaughn disease. Peace be with the Latias. That is from Dr. Woody Bender, M.D.
Awful. Dr. Woody Bender, M.D. Awful.
And look how long. This is Misty Plop, but look how long.
Oh my Lord, Misty?
Can I take a stab and ignore Misty Plops, or do I have to read this?
It's only 52, so.
Just read a paragraph or two, and we'll decide whether
I'm we guessing it's going to get cut off.
All right, here we go. Guys, Plops here. Just got back from Central America, where I spent the last week and a half at TillyCon 2017, a 12-day celebration of life, films, press clippings, and radio interviews of the wonderful Meg Tilly. Meg herself did not show up, which was a bummer, but I was able to purchase an autographed copy of a restraining order she has against Iggy for $140, so it was well worth it. I got home Saturday night, Glenn opened the door to our trailer and immediately punched me right into the front butt. No fooling. No fun like the late great Ox Baker was heart punching Wahoo McDaniel. Dude, look at this email. I am done reading this thing.
Okay,
disqualified. Wow.
Misty
sorry, Plops.
Plops. Discarded.
There's a bunch of 70s references that I don't even know.
But don't you diss Ox Baker.
I won't, Doug.
Or Wahoo McDaniel. Native American.
I can only imagine the scene when Plowsy goes apartment hunting. I feel like he busts through the doors to the leasing office with a cigar in his mouth and plops down in the chairs and kicks his feet up on the desk to the leasing agent and says, "You've got 2 minutes." And that 2 minutes, throughout all the stuttering, I feel like they abandon all their policies and let him go on month-by-month lease instead of actually signing a one-year lease. The only rule they ask is you can't share your bathroom for money. Well, great show today. Ha, huh, just kidding. That's from the White Collar Gangster.
White Collar Gangsta.
And we got one more. Ahoy. Hey, Doug. Speaking of bench-clearing brawls, let's say I shoot down and meet up right outside of the world-famous Doug's Big Channel studio. We can square off toe-to-toe and engage in coitus. You know, really find out who's the bigger man. And when I finish you off, I'll knock out the Jewy fella seated next to you for good measure. Then we can
who
break
told you these emails were okay to read?
Then we can break for lunch and flat get after them fries. How do you do? No fooling, Lefty Jack Smear. And that's what we have.
Lefty Jack Smear.
Okay. I didn't think it was a great batch. Some were too long. No. But I did put two check marks next to hipster, and hipster gets my vote based on the two check marks.
I'm gonna go cucky on this one. But I agree that those were the best two.
I don't think there were any good ones. I gave check marks to no one. And
like
so I'm going to give it to the West County turkey baster, who didn't send in an email today, but still it had to be better than anything.
Off script here.
Anything that
like
we ever heard.
Plowsy's going to have to decide this one.
I love Cucky, but I think Hipsters was better. So I'm going to have to go.
Dag Nabbit Lucas!
Hipster of Tower Grove. South is the winner, which means that Misty Plops clinches for the month of May.
All right, let's do it.
Do
we have a nice batch or no?
Plowsy, how's the batch?
They're pretty good.
Okay, keep it clean. You can't just read anything.
No, they're actually a lot cleaner than what they have been previously. All right. I think you'll be
just because
impressed.
They wrote in, just because it's on a piece of paper doesn't mean
this is big. This is for the metallic.
You can read anything.
CMAR did a great job ordering these, and so we give him all the credit. Here we go. Haiku has one goal, not to harass Douglas Vaughn. when Tavica ticks. That is from Scott, who recently relocated to Atlanta.
Scott?
Scott.
From Atlanta.
Who recently,
just recently
relocated to Atlanta.
Got some traffic up in there. Huh?
Yeah,
what he's
you
doing.
Can have Atlanta.
Hey, Doug. Remember when a slew of celebrities like Bryan Cranston, Miley Cyrus, Samuel Jackson, Cher, etc., all said they'd move out of the U.S. if Trump won?
Yeah.
You should see how that progress is going if Sports Sunday needs a change from the Cardinals losing by more than 5 runs every night. Unfortunately, I won't be giving a haiku. I can't in good conscience talk about a beef curtain, toot sleeve, or whatever. Instead, I'll ask Plowsy to read the following names in hopes he produces another gem like Fred Astaire. So we'll go. Javier Bardem. Al Molinaro. Scott Baio, Keely Nakahara, and Colonel Clink. Tell him good luck. That is from the Sexy Robot, Dougie. Huh.
Sexy Robot. Robot.
I am terrible with pronunciation, terrible with reading.
Okay.
But I think that enhances the
email. Yeah, you hang in there.
That was a strong read there.
Guys, I was laughing the entire first hour during my drive-in listening on the radio. Hoxie, Charlie, and Jay Jr. were on fire today. Keep it up. That is from the White Collar Gangster. I like that one.
White Collar Gangster. Like
howdy. Can somebody, anybody, put Plowsy, please read the email. Anybody but Plowsy, please read the emails. When Tim is gone, it seems like he's up to his bong quota. Either that, or the Canton School District focused on writing and arithmetic and skipped the R. The Plow Dodger even skipped a Misty Plops email. Plops deserves respect. He's been on not one, but 2 swope shows. Thank you very much. Plops won the month anyways. Hotshots got tired of giving him lunches, so they awarded him his own franchise. I'm sure there will be a TMA Live there soon on Telegraph and on the corner of Telegraph and Lee May Ferry. That is from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
It's a great day at the ballpark, and Plowboy steps up to the plate here in the 4th inning. Oh my, the Cockinals.
Okay.
The Cockinals really have something cooking here with runners on the corners on the baseball diamond. Santiago Fernando Rodriguez Ocho Lima delivers a pitch to the plate. Crack! Oh, there's a hot shot to the shortstop Wilson. He's got a chance to double off the cat at third. He does! Back across the diamond, and Benfred is called out at first. Oh, my! Uh-oh. Manager Vaughn hobbles out of the dugout, looking like an older version of Jim Leland. He gets right up in the umpire's face. Oh, they're nose-to-nose now. What's this? Doug is unbuckling the umpire's pants. Oh, the humanity. Oh, wait, what? Now they're locked in a lover's gaze. Oh, my, they're docking! Looks like we got ourselves a good old-fashioned homosexual bench-clearing brawl. That is from Cucky Buck.
Awful. Fourth-grade humor.
Potential winner, though, Doug.
So. No. Cucky Buck.
Morn, in honor of Larry Nickel appearing on the next edition of Alton Boys Gone Wild, a haiku. Steamy boy crevice. Brown eye drips with fupa cheese. Corny beef loaf. Think about it. That is from Tunnels 12,000.
You can't just read it. Tunnels 12,000 has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time.
I didn't say anything.
His name is going into the leather-bound hotshot suspension logule. It's being written down by a pen, an ink pen that arrived at Right Business Products.
Guys, Plops here. I'll make sure to read this one fully, regardless if it messes me up or not. Based on what I heard on yesterday's show, being off air for an hour plus this morning was an outstanding upgrade. I've been investigating the cause of this snafu, and I suspect espionage. Stay with me. I froze the screen during Larry's topless video last night and decided to make a picture into a large wall-size printout. After a few minutes of standing in the nude admiring it, I got out my Sharpie and began connecting the dots, or in this case, connecting his giant moles. Men, to my surprise, it spelled out Big Rig Lemming. No joke. Then not 5 minutes later, I receive a text message from an unknown number with a Las Vegas area code. It was a photo of, you guessed it, Tim and Dan Marshall riding a horse together topless down the Vegas Strip. No joke. Something is up, guys, and I won't rest until I get to the bottom of this. If I have to sleep with every man in Lime that owns a Metallica shirt and vapes, so be it. I will get the answers. Oh, me? I'm Misty Plops.
Misty Plops, Assistant Program Director.
Morning, fellas. Obviously, I'm a huge fan of 2 a.m. Amber Alerts that go off like a fire alarm on your phone. Forget that it was 200 miles away. I was ready to spring into action. Unfortunately, I was face down, tied to all four bedposts with a dowel rod sticking out of me bum.
No, you can't read just anything.
And Doug sitting on my leg yelling, "Goose, I'm going to get a barrel. I'm going into a barrel roll." Anyways, it goes without saying that it was a rough night. I just wish Doug would have been Goose so we could have used his knowledge from ER to stitch me up afterwards. Thanks. That is from the hipster of Tower Grove South.
Okay. I feel bad for laughing at some of these, but they do make me giggle.
They shouldn't. Hipster, Tower Grove South.
This is a long one. I will try to get through it.
With no stumbles.
Morning, fellas. I am a middle-aged gentleman with back pain issues. I am in search of a younger man to sit on my lap and bounce up and down as if the only thing that relieves the pain. I need it to be a man. Women don't weigh enough or have proper muscle tone. I'm not gay, though. I am willing to pay someone $8 an hour for a four-hour session three times a week. You can eat and watch TV while bouncing up and down on me. I do not wear any pants during these sessions as it helps my back. Again, I'm not gay. If you are a darker complected man, that helps with my back as well. Every 30 minutes or so, I need you to turn around and face me while bouncing up and down. Please respond ASAP. My back is aching. Sincerely, the Hairy Areola.
Awful.
That's a long one.
Hairy good Areola.
I'll do one more, and it's a... we'll do one more. Hey, guys.
Yo.
Hearing Plowsy describe his experience at present floating is so familiar to how I feel every morning between 7 and 10. Every morning, I get up and help myself to some water. I also make myself some chamomile tea because I like the option to have it. Before I go to my happy place, I usually like to shower to wash the boy oils off of me. And it's cold because it's one of those rainfall showers. So relaxing, man. About the time 7 o'clock rolls around, I start to put the Vaseline in my urethra because it usually starts burning a little from my escapades with Doug the night before. But all worries and stresses wash away when I pop the headbuds into my ear holes and hear the intro song, "We Don't Have to Take Our Clothes Off." But before the song is over, I do take my clothes off, and I think the music is done. But I'm butt naked on a beanbag chair, and I'm balls deep in some psychedelic trances listening to three of the coolest guys in radio whisper sweet nothings into my ear. I love it. I'm already making my next appointment. Peace and love. That is from Mr. Nipples, and that is what we have for email today.
Mr. Nipples. That is what we have for email of the day.
I put White Collar Gangster and Misty Plops. White Collar Gangster and Misty Plops. I'm going to go White Collar Gangster.
He's got my vote.
I'm going to go with Misty Plops.
White Collar Gangster.
Dang, Nana Lucas.
I think this is second win out of, third win out of at least a couple hundred tries. So good for him.
Good for you, White Collar Gangster.